How long this got started.
The following is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatberg.
And good evening, Bulldog sports fans, and welcome to Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, where tonight we have State 4A semifinal action between Sandpoint and Blackfoot, provided to you by the United Dairy Men of Idaho and Dairy West. I'm Chris Chatburn. To my right, the Bulldog Hall of Famer, Jay Vandenberg. Barry Burke along again to help us with the stats. Jay, here we are, semifinal action, two really good teams battling it out. The winner plays in the Milk Bowl next, probably Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. The winner's going to play next Saturday regardless. And, you know, hey, it's been a great season, right? Now we're down to that Elite Four group. And boy, that Eastern side's pretty loaded with Pocatello, Skyline, and Blackfoot. And so, you know, and Blackfoot's coming up. They made the long road trip over. You know, hey, we got our hands full tonight, Sandpoint Bulldogs. You know, we've been playing good. Last week we had a little bit of hiccup. We didn't play our A game, and we let Shelley kind of stick around in that first quarter. But, you know, but then it was defense lights out. So, again, the Bulldogs hanging their hats on that defense here late in the season, really doing a great job limiting team, opponents to 10 points a game. We'll see what this offense can do tonight for us.
Well, and the offense might have to do a little bit more because the injury bug is really starting to chip into the Bulldogs. Of course, last week, we also were without Cody Newhart. Well, we lost Max Frank, who by the end of the game was the free safety. So we're down to our fourth free safety of the season now. Injuries, even on the offensive side, Luke McCorkle's going to have to go both ways, play a little receiver.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're gonna see some of the guys really do double duty, which is positive and, you know.
Yeah, it's positive and negative, right?
Yeah.
Luke McCorkle's a heck of an athlete. He's a senior. And again, you know, we've been fortunate. We have so much depth here, you know, as you know, the senior class pretty small, but that junior class has really, really kind of carried the group here. And then you got these sophomores really stepping up in big places. And again, you know, Max Frank not being able to play tonight, he's hoping to get better, to get that foot squared away for, you know, if we can move on to next week. But, again, the depth for Sandpoint is big. We've got some great offensive linemen that can add depth. We've got skill players all over the board. And, you know, this Brewster kid, Cody Brewster, is going to come in at the free safety spot, Chris. I mean, the kid can move. He's dynamic in the backfield. You know, he just, you know, again, it's just that depth issue. He's actually a starter in most programs as a sophomore. But, hey, he's gonna be asked to play some big minutes tonight for the Sandpoint Bulldog football team.
Well, we are just off and rolling here on your Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. We thank Yokes, your friends at Yokes Fresh Market, located in Ponderay, next to the Bonner Mall. Yokes, a part of your life, a part of the community, and a part of our pregame show for a very, very long time. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we will have our talk with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles, and we'll do it after this on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
We are Dairy West. That means we are milk people, family people, animal people, people people. We are environment loving people, giving back people, job creating people, and glass all the way full people. As your local dairy producers, we are more than farmers. We are Dairy West.
All right, welcome back in. This is the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. Here, the semifinal edition.
That's right.
Talking with head coach Ryan Knowles before we get going here. As a familiar opponent, Blackfoot now comes up to Sandpoint. So check mark that in our favor, that they have to get on the bus, right? Just, you know, really, before we really get into it, let's talk about that first. The bus ride and that long trip. it's not nothing.
No, it's not. It's a long trip, and it's their first trip of the year. Kind of look at their travel. So, you know, it's something that they're going to have to deal with. And, you know, they will. They'll figure it out. They'll do their practices. They'll stay where they need to stay. And, you know, I'm just thankful we don't have to do all that, you know, that jumping through the hoops and figuring out meals and all that stuff. It's been super to not have to plan for all that. And, you know, a lot of our offseason was talking about that. Hey, let's get a seed so we can try and stay at home. And we're fortunate enough to get that. And now we need to use it our advantage. And Sandpoint gets to enjoy a football game.
Yeah, which we will get to in a moment. But let's go back a week to the game last week against Shelley. And a little bit of a slow start for your squad, down 14-0. But you were able to figure a way and persevere and get back into the game before halftime.
That's right. And I always say it's eerie how many games I've been a part of that a team goes down 14-0 and ends up shoring up the problems and coming back and making it right. And I didn't realize that Pocatello was down 14-0 to Bishop Kelly as well. Mm. Came back and did the same thing. So with that being said, we had a lot on our plate defensively, trying to figure out their wing tee, just as something we don't defend all the time. And, you know, they came out and did something different than that. And I didn't think we executed real well. Then they came out on their wing tee and drove the field on us. And, you know, we're sitting at 14-0. And then we just flipped a switch, you know. Our offense scored very quickly to make it 14-7, which was great that they scored quickly because, again, that just breathes life into a defense that needed some at that point. And then we get the interception from Jack Zimmerman in a very quick first half.
It was.
You know, very fast time-wise because of all the running. And we get that interception right before half. And that was, quite honestly, you know, like – we offensively drove the field. We stopped ourselves a couple of times with some interceptions. Mm-hmm. But I thought our offense did a great job driving the field and scoring and staying on track after that point. We had some penalties in the first half. But, you know, and defensively, we just shored up our issues and started making plays and getting off blocks. And I really credit the boys for doing that. I did after the game and I did after film as well, as just, you know, making a mental decision that, you know, we're not giving up anymore. And, being able to survive in advance off, you know, not a great first half, but an outstanding second half and a very talented and tough Shelley football team.
All right. Well, I've got three parts of that that I want to go over. First of all, it's hard to underestimate and undersell how much Luke McCorkle's kick return, getting you in great position, firing up the crowd, you know, how much that helped, you know, help start to turn that tide.
Yeah, we talk about special teams all the time, and we also had the big punt return after that was huge, and our boys believe in their special teams and the value that it brings. And, you know, we're kicking touchbacks on kickoff, and you watch it kind of deflate them. You know, they do get one, and they get it out to the 15-yard line. Yeah. And, you know, that's always fun. The return game is outstanding. But, you know, it's just a belief. It's just a belief. It's a culture, all three phases, and understanding that, you know, like our coverage units are the first play of the defense. You know, it's not a special team. It's the first play of defense. You know, our punt cover and our kickoff cover. You know, our returns are first play of offense and have been dynamic all year. So, you know, we use that in our advantage, and I'd say special teams advantage was definitely ours.
And then, you know, you're down 14-7, you get the touchdown, and Shelley gets the ball, and they are driving. They're just working it down the field, and then Jack Zimmerman makes a great individual play on a ball that when it was in the air I thought was going to be a touchdown, turns around, looks up, high points the ball, and, you know, the fortunes really turned after that.
Yeah, and that's right. And we were starting to kind of get a feel for the wing team. We made a few adjustments, and they threw a wheel down the sideline. Jack just made an outstanding play, And from that point on, they got back into the wing tee a couple times, but we ended up getting into enough points where they opened up the game a little bit more, and felt like that fell into our hands. And you know, from there it was pretty one-sided.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, second half was a clinic on defense. I mean, they did nothing literally after that interception from your defensive back at the end of the first half. Second half, completely, I think it was 40 yards we had that they gained the entire second half.
Yep, and you know, kind of what we expected. We wanted to get them out of their wing tee and into their as like a 20 personnel set, and we play a lot of that. And the guys were kind of locked into what plays they had out of certain formations and motions and everything, and felt like we were one step ahead of them from that point. I was really happy with the way the D line played. They made some outstanding plays just moving around and high energy plays. Joey Hughes made two effort plays that were outstanding, including the last defensive play of the game where the quarterback did try and scramble and came up a yard short on fourth down. And from there we go in the victory formation. So
we turn our attention now to Blackfoot, who comes into this game having won again last week. They've got to travel. We talked about that. New coaching staff at Blackfoot, is it similar to what they were doing before, or are they, you know, pretty much, have they changed things up from the last time we saw them recently?
You know, I can't totally recall 2 years ago.
Okay.
You know, defensively, I know they're fairly similar and very aggressive and very good. Mm-hmm. Offensively, they, you know, they're very, very good. Like, they have all the pieces. They have a big O-line. They have a quarterback that makes plays with his legs and his arm, a very talented running back, and a receiving core that can hurt you. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to, as I've been telling the boys all week, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, it's going to be a dogfight, and they have a feel for them and have a feel for us. And, you know, it's going to come down to the players making plays. And, you know, on defense, we have to get off blocks, and you know, we have to cover guys, and you know, get to the quarterback, and you know, the turnover game is going to be huge on both sides of the ball, and you know, our offense is going to have to go through a very, very stout defensive front, and you know, it's similar to schemes we've seen this year. So really, it's the semifinals. Mm-hmm. It's any level. There's no secrets. You know, here we are. You know, like. Boys got to go play, and that goes for them too. You know, they got to come out and play, and you know, everyone's got to do their job.
So, and of course, obviously, having the game at home, a semifinal game in your building, you know, that has to be, you know, as we lead up to this contest, you know, that's got to be, you know, it's got to feel good that, you know, we've gotten to this point where, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, it was on the road. Last year, we played semifinals on the road, but this year, you get it in your own house.
That's right, and it's a big deal, and we've talked about it since our travel to Skyline last year. Is, you know, if you have to travel, it takes a little bit more. So we're aware of that. We're aware of that. Now that we have home field advantage, I don't feel like we take that for granted. Like we have to play, better still. You know,
sure.
And if you know, however they handle that's up to them. But, you know, kind of a little bit of history with Blackfoot. We've played them three times, never beat them.
Yep.
You know, we played them in state championship and then two other times on the road. So you know, we've never beat Blackfoot, and it'll be a great, great time to start.
All right. Well, we look forward to it, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to wrap up your Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
The pregame warm-ups.
Boy, got to be kidding me on that.
No, I'm not, because somebody went up for the chest bump and missed and went down and is limping back to the sideline. I'm trying to get a number on that. It looks like
McElroy.
It's 58, I think.
Yeah. McElroy. Ryan McElroy. That's not good. When I was thinking about the injuries, you know, we got four starters out already from the season, you know, season injuries, Chris, and boy, and McElroy's really kind of filled in a place of need once Hurst went down, you know, back early in the season, and boy, it looks like he's a little gampy.
Yeah, again, I at the end there when they were doing all their dancing around, somebody went up and then went down hard, head over heels, and we'll see if that comes to bear. Right now, we're getting ready for the toss of the coin, which means that kickoff is not far away, and that means that we are nearing the opening kickoff brought to you by Interstate Concrete. Their trucks have been around Sandpoint for more than 30 years, and that's how long they've sponsored Sandpoint High School Bulldog football. Interstate brings you the opening kickoff here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103 and on the World Wide Web as well.
If you're anywhere in the world,
yep,
you can tune in and listen to.
There's so many different ways to hear you and me prattle on for the next
Pat
two and a half hours.
And John Madden getting her done. It's good
wow,
stuff.
Wow, I would like to have the varied and great career that Pat Summerall had, for gosh sakes. Yeah. He's one of the greats. I don't know if I ascribe to that level.
Looks like the Bulldogs won the toss. Blackfoot's going to receive the ball here. You know, and one of the, you know, great article today in the paper here locally, and you know, Lars Kuhn, who's a foreign exchange student from Germany, Chris, he showed up here, you know, a week or two into the start of the season and said, hey, coach, can I try to kick the ball? And you know, he's a soccer player at heart back in Germany, and unfortunately, he was supposed to come last year on his exchange with COVID and all that stuff. Well, he decided to come here his senior year and skip his schooling over there as a soccer player because that's his aspirations. But, boy, what a blessing he's been. It's been deep into the end zone pretty much all year long. He's been a great asset. He's taken over his kicking duties on extra points now here going into the playoffs, and he's quite the weapon here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's – you know, we've had, what, five kickoffs, maybe six that haven't – that have been actually returned.
Been returned, you know, a couple squibs that maybe went out of bounds, but yeah, he's been a heck of a weapon, and boy, what a weapon that is in high school sports. You know, you take one play because you know every team has great athletes, and they put them deep, they put them back there, and anything can happen on these kickoff returns. But when you kick it into the end zone, boy, that nullifies. It takes one play away from the out of the game here for the opposing team, for the Bulldogs.
And there's the opening kickoff, and it is high, and it is deep, and it is one bounce and over the fence. So the Bulldogs give it to Blackfoot on the 20-yard line. The Blackfoot Broncos come out in their road right whites with the green helmets and green numbers. They are going from left to right across your radio dial. And the Bulldogs, just to make it a little tougher on us, have gone with their gray alternate uniforms with the red numerals. With their standard red helmets. So here we go. State semifinal football action is underway. Glad you're along with us from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, for tonight's contest. Blackfoot comes out and they spread it out. Four wide, one back, along with the quarterback, Jackson Grimmett. Grimmett and his running back is Ramirez. Man in motion to the near side. Back to pass. They fake the pass, and the quarterback keeps it. He's got a little bit of room to the outside. He breaks a tackle and goes out of bounds after a gain of about eight. So it'll be second and two, and a nice run for Grimmett off the left side.
Well, yeah, just looking up, set up that bubble screen off to that right side, the wide side of the field, Chris, and the Bulldogs have that pretty well defended, and Grimmett does a great job. Has a nice seam off the left between the guard and the tackle, and he's able to skate towards that sideline, pick up 8 yards on that first down play. That's a good start here for the quarterback for Blackfoot.
So second and two, the ball is at the 28-yard line for Blackfoot, and again, they are out of the huddle quickly and up to the line of scrimmage. This time, Ramirez steps over to the left of Grimmett. Wide side of the field, back to pass. Grimmett looking. He throws it. He's got a man down the sideline, incomplete, and we're going to have a pass interference penalty likely against the Bulldogs as Javonte King was being held and or shoved out of bounds on that far side. So you can give him a first down, I would pretty much guess, for Blackfoot.
Yeah, McCorkle's in pretty good position there on that little stop and go by King, and it looks like he just a tug of the jersey, just you know, right in front of the in that line judge, and pretty easy call there for the referees, as they're going to get a holding call, and and a first down.
Yeah, second and two shot leads to 15, and the ball is now out to the 43-yard line. And for Sandpoint, trying to avoid what befell them last week, which was a 14-0 hole right off the bat.
Yeah, Blackfoot, interesting. They start with two passes here to start the game and end up with a quarterback keep and then a big penalty.
Here's a handoff up the middle, and it goes nowhere. Three Bulldogs right in the middle of the play to snuff that one out. Blake Sherrill gets up from the bottom of the pile, and it'll be second and 10.
No, absolutely great job right there by that defensive front. Tyson Case, looks like Levi Ballison just leading the charge. And, you know, they're able to get off their blocks and then allow the linebackers, Wes Benefield and Wimmer, to come in there and clean it up.
Well, I know for those who were listening to us all season, Jay, running up the middle, it's a broken record. It's tough sledding against this Bulldog squad. That's pretty much the strength of their defense. They send a man in motion this time. Quarterback keep. They look to run the option. The quarterback gets snuffed in the backfield as the Bulldogs are there to take it out. And Ballison, again, is in on the action.
Yeah, you know, Ballison's a handful. You know, he's the strongest kid in the weight room, Chris, and he plays that defensive tackle. He's lined up on that right side, and boy, he's a tough kid to block, and he's the second fastest kid on the team. So the quickness is right there, and as he's really progressed into this season, he's able to find the ball, and he's making some big plays for the Bulldogs down the stretch.
So we're up to third down now, third and long for Blackfoot, third and 11. They need to get into Bulldog territory, down to the Bulldog 47 for a first down. Grimmett snap. Takes it back, rolls, looks, tries to throw the backside pass. Now he's going to run for it, and he's going to be knocked down from behind by Garrett Cox. It's going to be fourth down. In fact, that's a sack, a loss of one. And after a first down via penalty, the Bulldog defense rises up, and it will be punting time for Blackfoot.
No, absolutely. Great job right there. Again, you know, Blackfoot's going to roll out their quarterback to the strength there. You know, what a weakness was for the Bulldogs coming into the season was that secondary. And boy, how nine games in the season now, they've really done a great job on that back half. Really no place for Grimmett to throw the football. And a great job there by Garrett Cox, who's our senior leader. And he does a good job of chasing down Grimmett from behind and grabbing an ankle and stopping for a one-yard sack.
Garrett Cox standing on about the 20-yard line. And, boy, somebody was offsides, but they didn't call it. There's a pretty nice kick. It is going to bounce, and it is going to be picked up by Cox, who takes it at the 15. It'll be get near the 20, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over. So a pretty nice punt there by Tyler Vance. But, yeah, you saw what I saw. Somebody on the end of the line got a nice little half beat of a head start.
Yeah, you saw that on Monday night, Chris. These guys, you know, they allow on the offense to kind of start like that split second early. And right in front of the referee, you can see Coach Knowles saying that he moved early. And the referee had nothing to do with it. But the Bulldogs, here, they get the ball. Great job on the defense. They get the ball here to start at the 20-yard line on their first offense possession.
So Parker Pettit and the Bulldog offense on the field for their first go at it. Looks like they're going to line up tight to start this one. And run out of the old single wing T, whatever you want to call it. It's all everybody between the hash marks. And the handoff comes to Garrett Cox. He goes up the middle, breaks a couple tackles, and is going to lean forward for maybe three. Second down and seven as they'll call his forward progress stopped after a three-yard gain.
Yeah, a lot of rain today, Chris. It rained pretty much all day.
And
boy, how lucky are we that the rain kind of settled in here at kickoff, and now just a little drizzle happened in the air. But, again, the Bulldogs lining up tight and handing it off to their go-to guy in Garrett Cox, and he's able to pick up 3 yards on that first play for
how
the Bulldogs.
How lucky are we that we have a nice turf field, because 3 years ago this would have been
been
those
ugly.
White uniforms wouldn't have been white for very long, that's for sure. So here comes Pettit in the offense, still tight, second and seven. Bulldogs on their first offensive possession. There's a handoff to the near side. It gets maybe one. And that time it's Ari Vandenberg getting the rare carry. And it'll be third down and about six after a gain of one.
Yeah, again, trying to get off that left side as the Bulldogs still crunched in there tight. Now they're putting that third down and six situation where, you know, the Bulldogs have had some success, you know, running Vandenberg and their receivers on these little 10-yard outs, 6-yard outs. So we'll see what Theobar dials up for the Sandpoint Bulldogs.
Whistles blow. I think Blackfoot wants a timeout. With no score in this one, 8-11 left in this first quarter of play, We'll give you a scoring update, actually a non-scoring update, this time brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. So 3rd and 6 coming up for Sandpoint on their first possession. Blackfoot, if you're just joining us, got a first down and then had to punt it to the Bulldogs. And one thing the Bulldogs are adjusting to is a bit of a change in the offensive line as I think it's Stockton, actually, who got hurt. I think it might be 53 because they had some other guys out there.
53's in there.
Yeah, is he? Okay, I thought it was 63 was in there. Well, I get that momentarily. So here we go, 3rd down. Claps by Pettit, now looking over to Theobar for the final assessment and play. As the clock is rolling once again, Pettit hands it off to Cox. Cox with a big hole, spins. He's got a first down and a little bit more out across the 30 to the 33. So 3rd and 6, and the Bulldogs spread him out and run it to Garrett Cox. And I have a sneaky suspicion they can do that particular thing quite a bit this evening.
Well, I think that's the answer right there. Again, you know, Garrett Cox, just a heck of a running back. And then you got that dual threat with Parker Pettit. But just running behind Austin Smith and then Mike Chapman, they do a good job at the point of attack, open up a nice hole. And Garrett Cox is running full steam by the time he gets to that second level and picks up a big first down for the Bulldogs.
So here we go on 1st and 10. Again, tight on this first down play. Handoff up the middle. Not much doing. Helmet comes off. It's Wes Benefield, who is tackled by his head, loses his helmet, and he's had that particular issue happen occasionally, and that's his first carry of the night tonight. So they'll sub in some other guys for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, boy, every game, you know, Wes Benefield seems to lose his helmet. But, you know, he's a junior stud. The kid's got a bright future in football, and, you know, he leads this defense. It's, that's really just clamped down on the opposing offense, but he gets his first carry of the night.
So 2nd down and 7 after the gain of 3. Play action pass. Bulldogs going deep, shooting it to Kuhn, and he drops it at the 42-yard line. You know, that's the one thing about converted soccer players. They don't have to use their hands.
Yeah, boy, and that's Kuhn. He's got to reel that in. That's a pretty well-thrown football there on that tight set for the Bulldogs. And Parker Pettit, you know, just a fantastic throw out to that right side. He, you know, Kuhn's got him by about 3 yards, and he just doesn't reel it in. You know, catch the ball first is what you say. If you've got to go down all fours, catch the ball. And a big break there for the Blackfoot.
So on 3rd and 7 now, the Bulldogs, Pettit looking to throw the screen play, and he does out of bounds. And Blackfoot had that one figured out. So the drop ball costs the Bulldogs a chance to keep the drive alive. And Blake Sherrill will step in, and the Bulldogs will kick it away.
Boy, he just already, you know, number 23 for Blackfoot, already taunting, looking, staring down the bench of the Bulldogs on that 3rd down and 7 situation, you know, trying to get into the psyche of the Bulldogs. But, again, the Bulldogs, you know, that first series looking pretty good, and it looks like Blackfoot's going to have to use their second time out here in the first quarter.
Yeah,
really unorganized.
Yeah, too many guys on the field. We'll take time out as well, and we'll be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Whether you want to take a break in the middle of your day or winding down from your day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Plus, they have a banquet room for group meetings. Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, and while we were in what was a very short timeout, the Bulldogs kicked it away. It was taken by Austin Ramirez. He had it stripped from behind, and the Bulldogs, Jay, are set up at Blackfoot's 38-yard line.
Boy, yeah, Shane Sherrill, he gets right down there, but the ball ends up bouncing right into Ramirez's hands, and he feels it, and up the field he goes, but Shane Sherrill comes in from behind, knocks it free, and two Bulldogs there to make the coverage, and the Bulldogs offense right back on the football field here, Chris, at the Blackfoot's 38-yard line here on their next drive. But a big turnover here by Blackfoot.
So the Bulldogs on first down again, line up tight, and they hand it to Cox again right up the middle. And the Bulldogs have run, what, about five plays? They've spread them out and run them once for 10, and then they've 3 yards in a cloud of dust did the rest of them on this tight formation.
Yeah, you know, and Blackfoot sees this all the time from Shelley, all the teams. They're not going to be fooled by the wing tee, and this is something that the Bulldogs put in early in the season. And you like to see the Bulldogs spread this out, do what they do best, and that's open up space for the quick, hard running back of Garrett Cox.
So second and seven, they do go spread with the four wides here on second down. Pettit and everyone looks to the side. Cox shifts to the left as the Bulldogs are looking to break on the board first. They hand it off to Cox. He goes up the middle. He's going to dive forward for another few. So they'll mark him, it looks like, at the 31 and bring up a third down now and about three.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, yeah, it's a nice little first-round run there at 3 yards, and then that Cox gets 4 yards that time, just, again, going to that, trying to run behind Austin Smith and Chapman, but Cox forced to cut it back up the middle, picks up four, and the Bulldogs here, third and three, short situation.
So third down, Bulldogs looking to get a first down. They throw it. It's caught. Wes Benefield makes the catch from the tight end position. He loses his helmet again and is down inside the 20-yard line. Boy, that boy needs a tighter chin strap or something.
Absolutely. Got to tighten that thing up, kid. It's Wes Benefield, strong, tough kid. But what a great job there. He's, you know, due to some injuries at the wide receiver, he's going to be moving in. They're going to move Ari Vandenberg a little bit around here from the H to the Y to the X. And that allows Wes Benefield to come in and get a lot of snaps there. But a good job right there. A great throw by Parker Pettit to the wide-open Wes Benefield out in the flat.
So Benefield already with a catch and a run here in the first quarter. Bulldogs fake the end around, back to pass Pettit. He's going down the middle. He's got a man. It's Kuhn, who again didn't go down and get it. Not the greatest pass by Parker Pettit, but definitely one that if you go slide down, that's one of those things, Jay, we all learned when we were like six, right? Go down to the ground and slide.
Yeah,
something that someone who spent their whole year career playing soccer probably is used to.
Yeah, again, get down, go low, go grab the ball. Catch it with every part of your body. And, again, another not a very well-thrown football, but definitely catchable there by Kuhn.
Second down, 10. Bulldogs, again, at the 20-yard line, looking to break on top here early in this one as we're about a little more than halfway through the first quarter here on KSBT and North Idaho's radio. There's a run up the middle for Cox. It's going to be another 3-yard variety, and it's going to bring up a third down now and 7 from the 17-yard line.
Yeah, the Bulldogs really like that matchup with Stockton and Smith and Chapman off that right side as, again, just get a little bit of leverage and allows Cox to kind of get into that scrum there and pick up 3 yards then on that second down play.
So everyone looking to the sideline. Pole in my view, right where Parker Pettit's about to receive this snap on third down. Bulldogs probably in four-down territory here. Pettit back, looking, throwing across the middle, and incomplete. Again, trying to get it into the middle of the field against the defense, and that pass wide of the mark, looking for Ari Vandenberg, I believe, that time.
Yeah, Vandenberg had the inside position there, Chris, but Parker Pettit just put a lot of mustard on that ball, and just instead of just throwing it to his body, he kind of leads him a little bit too far, and that ball falls incomplete. But, again, Parker Pettit has plenty of time in that backfield. The offensive line does a good job of pass blocking, and that ball just way wide of that target.
So on fourth down, the Bulldogs are going to line up as if they are going to try a field goal. Pretty much the same spot they tried it last week, and Kuhn couldn't get it in, but he's had an extra week of practice. Let's see what happens here. Snap is high. The kick is up.
That's
it is
good.
Plenty strong. It is good, and the Bulldogs break on top 3-0. Sandpoint with the early lead. 4:23 left. We'll be back on KSBT in Rock 103 after this.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
The Dairy Depot has gift certificates. It's the perfect gift for that hard-to-shop-for person on your list. And they're good for anything at the Depot. Get your holiday gift cards now at the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint.
We're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as the kick is going to sail into the end zone. One of these times, Jay, Kuhn's going to actually clear the end line. He's come close within about a foot or two so far tonight. Doesn't matter, but Blackfoot's going to start on their 20-yard line.
Yeah, the Bulldogs able to capitalize on the big turnover there for the by Blackfoot on that punt return, the turnover by their by Ramirez, and the Bulldogs able to put 3 points up early. Here in this for this first quarter, the Bulldog defense has a great rest set to take place here on this second series for the Blackfoot.
So it looks like two wides in this set. It's King out wide to the far side and a hand up right up the middle and a pretty nice run. First down yardage out across the 30 to the 35 for Austin Ramirez, who finds some space, and it's a 15-yard gain and a Blackfoot first down.
Yeah, good job blocking right there. They came up there, and they snapped that pretty quick. Blackfoot, the Broncos, trying to get things moving, pick up the tempo a little bit here offensively, keep the Bulldogs off guard.
Grimmett again hands it off this time. A nice juke and about a 5-yard gain as one of the Bulldogs in the hole got faked out. So instead of no gain, it's five, and it'll be second and five for Blackfoot.
Well, yeah, Ramirez just shown his quickness there at the point of attack, and he's able to make the first guy miss and bump it out to the left side. Some good blocking up there by the Broncos.
So second down and five. Jackson Grimmett, the junior quarterback, waiting for the snap, takes it, drops. Looks like he wants to throw. Back to pass, nowhere to throw. Rush put on. He's going to be sacked. Taken down inside the 30. Was that?
That's Jack Zimmerman.
It is. Jack Zimmerman blitzing off the corner, gets himself a sack after the big game he had last week. And just like that, it's going to be third down now and 16.
Oh, boy, a big play again. They're looking to throw the ball over to Javonte King, and a great job there by Luke McCorkle who sticks with him. And then they drop a guy underneath. Really nowhere for Grimmett to throw the football, and then Jack Zimmerman comes in there and tracks down the quarterback and for a big loss.
So third down and long. Crowd getting into it here at Barlow Stadium. 2:57 left in this first quarter. Grimmett back, looking, trying to go across the middle. He's going to have to run for it, and he's going to come up woefully short of first down yardage. So a gain of six, gets it out across the 35. But, Jay, I was watching very closely that time. Big receiver Javonte King, who actually did not have McCorkle on him that time. They lined him up in the slot, and they had Dunkel on him. But he was right with him step for step.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to move King around a little bit, and it's going to be up to some of these Bulldog defenders to really stick with this talented receiver. And they do a good job forcing, just really staying in great pass coverage and forcing Grimmett to run the ball. And the Bulldogs come up with another big stop here.
And the snap almost blocked, and the punt goes out of bounds.
Almost,
and it was Zimmerman again, I think, who nearly got a punt block. But the punt went sideways, and the Bulldogs are going to get set up pretty nicely at the 36-yard line. 2:40 left, Bulldogs on a 3-0 lead. We are with 2:40 left in the first quarter. This scoring update brought to you by Interstate Concrete, a proud sponsor of Bulldog football for more than 30 years. Well, Jay, so far kind of a feeling out period between these two teams. Bulldogs got the turnover, turned it into only three. We'll see what they come up with here on offense this time. Looks like Sandpoint's going to come out in their more standard, wider set. They've had a little more success in this so far than in the wing tee. Pettit takes the snap, hands it off. Cox up the middle, drives forward, breaks a tackle. Still on his feet, grinding forward. He's going to have nearly 10 yards, just refusing to be taken down. And he's going to come up with a first and 10. They're going to give him the full 10. So Bulldogs move the chains on the strength and leg push of Garrett Cox.
Well, that's all Garrett Cox right there. A couple spin moves, and he picks up big yards.
Another handoff to Cox. Same spot, same result, only four this time as he's drugged down by his ankle. So second down and six coming for the Bulldogs.
Boy, yeah, just a lot of bodies. Again, just running Cox off that right side behind Ben Stockton and Mike Chapman. And boy, he's just got a full head of steam, Chris. And, hey, if you can get 4 or 5 yards every carry, you're – no, bad snap there.
Bulldogs, quick snap. Weird play because Blackfoot was not ready. Their guys weren't on the field. And the center just snapped it back to Jackson Pettit before he was ready. And so the Bulldogs have to eat it, and they're going to be facing now a third down and about 15.
Yeah, just a bad mistake there, the Bulldogs. Bulldogs have all the momentum. Now they're stuck in a third down and long situation where, you know, it's just not good for the Bulldogs. It's just you got to stay in the game. You got to understand what's going on that offensive front.
So third down and 15, Pettit looking, all kinds of time. He throws it across the middle to Garrett Cox. He's got it. It's a first down and more. He's across the 40. He's down to the 30 and knocked down right about there. They'll mark him officially at the 29. What a pass. And Cox has caught balls out of the backfield, most of them on the wheel route, that time straight up the middle, and he was uncovered.
Boy, he beat that linebacker. Linebacker standing still in the middle of the field, just couldn't keep up with him. He just runs down the seam, creates a little bit of space, and a well-thrown ball there by Parker Pettit.
So first and 10 Bulldogs at the 29-yard line. Of course, we don't have to mention what's on the line. Just a trip to the Milk Bowl next week between these two teams. If it's the Bulldogs, it will be in the Kibbe Dome. There's another handoff, Garrett Cox. Into the line and about 3. Down to the 26-yard line, 2nd and 7.
Boy, a lot of Garrett Cox. He's going to do yeoman's work tonight, Chris. Again, you know, you're missing your 1 and 2 wide receivers there in Frank and Newhart. And what are you going to do? You're going to get the ball in Cox's hand, and he's done a great job so far.
There's another handoff, this time to Cox, and they shoot in from the side and get him in the backfield. He falls forward to the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, again, you know, that's just a bad read by Parker Pettit, the quarterback. You know, he sees these guys coming hard off that defensive end. You've got to stare down, understand your read on this play. He ends up handing the guys coming hard, and that's a keeper for the quarterback. It's wide open to the outside if he makes that correct read.
So 3rd down now for Sandpoint, 3rd and 7. They just completed a 3rd and 15, and I think the Bulldogs are in 2-down territory where they are right now. Pettit back, looking. Good press. He's got lots of time. He throws it up in. It is incomplete. I don't think if Luke McCorkle catches that, he could stay into the back of the end zone. So it's going to be 4th down and 7. And let's see if the Bulldogs go for it here. I think they're going to call timeout and think about it. And in fact, that's the end of the first quarter. So they'll have that time to think during the quarter exchange. We'll take time as well. Back after this with the Bulldogs leading it 3-0.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Bulldogs go for the field goal here as we get the second quarter started, and it is low and left, and I believe might have hit somebody on the line of scrimmage on the 4th and 7. So the Bulldogs move the ball again, Jay, but come up empty this time. And, boy, there's going to be some what-ifs later in this game if things don't turn out the way the Bulldogs want it to.
Yeah, again, Chris, you know, you look at the Sandpoint Bulldogs, you know, move the change. They've gone down the field a lot, you know, and receivers just aren't making plays for Parker Pettit. But, you know, again, possess the ball, move the change. You got some things underneath, you know, dial it up. And, boy, you know, Blackfoot right now, the Broncos, you know, really fortunate to be only 3 points down here to start the second quarter.
So Blackfoot has it. They put a man in motion. They hand it off to the far side, and there's going to be a short gain, 2 or 3, coming the way for Austin Ramirez, Jr. He's a running back. He's a defensive back listed on the roster. And 2nd and 7 coming up here for Blackfoot. who's third possession now. They've had one first down, I believe, if I remember. You know, they've had a couple, one in each drive before they've been ground down with negative plays that have put them behind the chains.
Yeah, they've had some success with Ramirez running the football, you know, and the quarterback, but anything in the passing game has been pretty much nil here so far for the Broncos.
So they fake.
Trap.
Yeah, they throw it on the far side. They try the fake, and it goes nowhere. Bulldogs easily cover that one up as Court Capson takes it. Quarterback faked like he was going to punt it or dropped it, but the Bulldog defense not fooled. It'll be third down now and seven.
Yeah, just that slot trap there, Chris, is they're going to show motion to the left, and they're going to pull that guard, and it's really key for that defensive end for the Bulldogs to stay home and force that back inside, which he did, and only get up 1 yard on that game here for the Broncos.
So Grimmett, four wides, one back, rolling to the near side, looking for a receiver. Throws it out. It is caught. Nice catch going down to the ground to come up with it. Number 23, that's going to be Deegan Hale, and another first down for Blackfoot.
Yeah, good dial-up play there for the Broncos as they just roll him out, and the quarterback throws it to where nobody else can catch other than a receiver as he's working against, I believe it was Kobe Barlow on an outside, but you know, really good coverage by Kobe Barlow, just kind of threw it down and out, only where his receiver Hale could catch it.
So once again, Grimmett rolling this time to his right, looking, being chased from behind. Throws it back across the grain. It's incomplete. That time he was looking for number 32, it looks like.
Yeah, again, just nobody open downfield, no. And he's looking to throw it back across his body. Tough throw for Grimmett to make there as it comes way short of the intended receiver.
Yeah, that was actually number 82, Luke Moore. So it'll be now second down and 10 for Blackfoot. The Broncos up to the line, two wides to the far side, one man tight on the far side in the slot, and a receiver to the near side, and the quarterback rolling out again. He throws it. He's got a man wide open. It's caught as going to his knee that time is Javonta King to catch it. Should be enough for a first down, though, out to the 48-yard line, and that's where they'll mark it, and Blackfoot will keep this drive going.
Yeah, again, you know, Blackfoot going to, you know, not having any success running the football. You know, the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout here and just kind of settle down a little bit here as you get into that 10-minute mark here that second quarter.
That's right. 10:05 left second quarter, 3-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. And this scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you. A proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports. Of course, tomorrow the Vandals playing out the string, and with any luck, the Petrino era.
Oh, boy, it's been the talk of North Idaho here.
Yeah,
is, you know, Petrino, you know, he's been hanging on here, but really never really built this program into anything. It's been a tough go for him.
Yeah, well, they went down from, you know, Division I to Division II. I know they have letter names for him now, but the results have been no different.
No.
It's either fire Petrino or petition for Division II. What do you think?
Fire Petrino.
So here we go with Blackfoot after the Bulldog timeout with a first down almost to midfield. So Blackfoot's out as far as they've made it so far. And there's a delayed handoff that the Bulldogs had too many guys right next to each other. And a good run is going to be up to about the 45-yard line. And in that one, I'm pretty sure that the Bulldog defenders were not supposed to be side by side right there in the middle of the field.
Yeah, nobody had contained there. Nice little draw play to that weak side. They show everything's going to come to the left, and he hands it off to Ramirez out to the right side. The weak side, a great block there by the right tackle for the Broncos that allows Ramirez to get the edge and 8 yards on that first down play.
So second and two now for the Broncos. Grimmett fakes, throws. It's caught. Again, going down to a knee that time is Javonta King right in front of Luke McCorkle, and that's a pretty short pass.
Yeah, everybody's saying it hit the ground first. I didn't quite get a good look at it, Chris, but it looked like he was able to get his hands underneath.
I thought he got his hands under it from my angle, but the homestanding crowd seeing it differently. Back to pass, Grimmett. Grimmett rolling, looking, throwing deep into the end zone. It is... I think it's intercepted by Luke McCorkle. It is. Bulldogs come up with the pick and will get it on the 20-yard line. Great coverage by McCorkle, and he went up and took it away from Javonta King. And I'm pretty sure that that usually is a touchdown for Blackfoot.
Boy, I tell you what, great job, McCorkle, just staying right inside of the intended receiver as Grimmett rolls out to his right side. Not a whole lot of pressure. He's not going to get any. If he keeps it, he's going to get a couple yards, but he tries to force it down to the end zone area and let his big receiver come up and make a play. And, boy, McCorkle all over that, comes down with a big interception. The Bulldogs, you know, as the Broncos getting things kind of rolling here, kind of starting to figure some things out, the Bulldogs come up with another big turnover here, see if they can offensively do something. The Bulldogs have really moved the ball pretty well here in this first half, just unable to kind of see out of their own way. As you know, a lot of drops here by those receivers for the Bulldogs.
So Bulldogs line up, standard formation, three wides to the wide side, one receiver near side, handoff up the middle to Cox. Cox again runs into a wall and gets three. So second down and seven coming up. And Blackfoot's been pretty stout, save that one third down run on the runs right into the center of their line.
Yeah, you know, they got a decent defensive line, Chris, but those linebackers do a really good job of getting upfield. They're really aggressive, and boy, once you see that hole open up, they're usually right there, and a good job by that Cox just to get the 3 yards.
So second down, back to pass Pettit, looking. His receiver falls down. Now he throws it, and it's going to be caught. Going to get a few yards out of that, out to the 28. So a third and two coming up as Garrett Cox makes the catch out of the backfield. And they were trying to get downfield to somebody on an out, and they
Kuhn
slipped.
He just fell down. Kuhn again, you know, he's putting a big spot here at this X receiver. Max Frank's been kind of really holding down those duties, and he has yet to come up and make that big play, and he falls down coming out of that break, and he's wide open on that 10-yard out where Parker Pettit wanted to throw the football.
Let's see what happens here. One thing we haven't seen so far, Jay, is Parker Pettit keep the football. Last week he was carrying it constantly. This time he keeps it. He heads up into the line, and he's going to get enough for a first down across the 30 to the 31. So that's a gain of about three, maybe four they'll give him. So Bulldogs keep the chains moving and this drive alive.
Well, yeah, good spot right there as Parker Pettit gets a spot out towards the 32-yard line and a big first down. Again, at the first carry there for Parker Pettit. Good job up front there by that offensive line to understand that they just need to get 1 or 2 yards, get a good push, open up a little space for Pettit.
So Pettit and Cox in the backfield on the snap. Hand off to Cox near side. He cuts back against the grain, stays on his feet. Out across the 35, is going to be dragged down about the 38. So that's a good gain of six. It'll be second down and four for the Bulldogs. And that's tough running epitomized right there, Jay.
Boy, he gets hit about 2 yards downfield, Chris, and again, just unable to really wrap him up. And he's able to pick up 4 or 5 yards after that first initial contact. That's the beauty of Garrett Cox. The senior, he's low center of gravity. He's a strong kid. He's doing a good job of carrying that football.
Bulldogs line it up tight on second down and four. They'll actually say it's more like five. Man in motion, handoff up the middle to Vandenberg. Vandenberg breaks a tackle and is going to get near. I think he's got first down yardage, so they're going to give him the five and a little bit more. So the Bulldogs out across the 42 get a first down with 6:48 left in another swiftly moving first half of action here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, kind of like last week.
Yeah, you know, Vandenberg, he's a quarterback back in the day, you know, in the fifth, sixth, he was, you know, back in the peewee stuff, and he's not known for his running ability, but boy, that time he just puts his head down and is able to pull forward and pick up a first down here for the Bulldogs as they reach almost midfield.
So Bulldogs now here on first down, hand off to Cox. Cox nearly broke it, was tripped up by his feet, but he gets four. It'll be second and six.
Boy, again, the Bulldogs really like this matchup. You know, this is a ground and pound. You know, success through the air hasn't really been there. But they really like what they can see up front, you know, and able to pick up positive yards every time they hand that ball off to Cox.
So it's going to be second down now. Bulldogs with a 6-yard needing for a first down. This time the handoff up the middle goes nowhere. Maybe a yard for Garrett Cox as he is smothered inside by Jason Samowitz and Carson Trejo.
Boy, yeah, that time not fooled. That time that defensive front and those linebackers not fooled by any kind of play action. As Parker Pettit kind of holds it in there for a long time, but Cox is able to muster out 1 yard.
Bulldogs line it up tight, bring in Wes Benefield here on this third down. He leads the way for Cox, who's got a first down and tackled at the 45. So a nice gain of eight. And nice to have Wes Benefield leading the way, blowing a hole as the Bulldogs are able to run for that first down.
No, absolutely. Again, you know, Wes Benefield, you see him take on that lead blocker, and it just allows Garrett Cox to find that seam off the right side behind Smith, and he picks up another Bulldog first down.
So the Bulldogs on the move now have crossed midfield at the Blackfoot 45. Bulldogs running the option. The pitch to the outside to Cox, who then spins inside. And I think Parker Pettit probably should have just kept that one and turned it up inside.
Yeah, turn it up inside again. He tries to, he sees a couple white guys in front of his face, but again, you know, you got the full head of steam. You know, Garrett's got to do two things. He's got to catch the pitch and then try to find some space. And again, it's not the right read there by Parker Pettit, but the Bulldogs pick up a couple there on that first down option play.
So second down and eight, and Blackfoot has definitely been very stingy defensively. Bulldogs really grinding these drives out and installed so far. There's a fake, and Pettit keeps it. This time he's got room. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's still on his feet down inside the 10. Run right up the middle. Faked out a couple of guys, and Parker Pettit rumbles inside the 10. It's first and goal. Sandpoint at the 8.
Boy, that's what you do again. Everybody keen on Garrett Cox. It's been a lot of Garrett Cox here. 15 carries already through this quarter and a half here for the Bulldogs. That time Parker Pettit makes the right read, takes off, runs north and south, and uses his speed and picks up a big play for the Bulldogs.
So Sandpoint first and goal. Pettit rolling. Of course, he's not rolling to throw. He's rolling to run, and he's going to get down to the one. So a gain of six or seven. We got a flag, and looks like the Bulldogs are going to be flagged for a hold. So that's going to turn a second and one into a first and goal from about the 17 or 18-yard line.
Yeah, you always talk about the Division One. You know, we got these referees, and you know, last week it really was, you know, the coaching staff was really upset the way that game was called. As you know, the Bulldogs ended up with like 12 penalties compared to Shelley's only two. And again, the Bulldogs get called for a holding call inside that scrum there. And boy, that's a big play for the Parker Pettit and the Bulldogs. They get down to the 1 yard line. Now they're going to be stacked up on a first down and about 13 yards to go.
Yeah, first and goal, ball at the, we're going to call it 18. Pettit back. They throw the screen to Cox. Cox breaks a tackle. He's on his feet. He's back inside the 10 and down to pretty close to the original line of scrimmage at the 8. So it'll be second and goal from there as the Bulldogs inch closer, and a nice call there on first down.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, it's really good to get Garrett Cox out in space there, and a good play design as the Bulldogs, you know, pick up 6 yards, get down into that, you know, inside the 9 yard. They're going to call it second and nine, but it's more like down by the 8 yard line, Chris, and give it to your guy, right? Let's keep it simple here. And field bar, little disappointed, you know, that they didn't make the block downfield as Garrett Cox. If the receivers do a better job of blocking, and that could have been a touchdown.
So the Bulldogs this time, full backfield, Ari Vandenberg part of it. Pettit keeps it, runs right up the middle, and is going to drive himself forward to about the 6. So it's going to be third and goal from there. Bulldogs really relying on the run game tonight. In fact, they're going to mark him down, they say, at the 7. So a gain of 1. Third and goal from the 7. Clock running with 2:35 left in the first half. And, Jay, Bulldogs don't need 3 more. They need 7.
Yeah, you like to punch in 7 here, go up 10-0 here at the halftime. They'll get the ball at the second half kickoff. But, boy, big play here for the Sandpoint Bulldogs.
So here we go. Clock continuing to roll. Pettit takes the snap, drops. Looking. He's sacked. He's dropped. They blitz from the outside, and that's going to lead to probably a field goal attempt as the ball is back outside the 14-yard line. It's fourth and goal with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, you kick a field goal in this situation. I mean, this is what you got to do, right? You know, it's fourth down and 14. You've already shown that you're going to kick field goals in these situations. So pretty simple here for the Bulldogs coaching staff to make the decision. And, you know, fourth down and 14, you don't really have those plays dialed up, you know, especially with your two starting receivers out.
Yeah, they're standing around talking about it, but the timeout is coming for the Bulldogs. And then the field goal attempt that will follow the field goal, one would imagine, because I already see Lascoon out there and Zimmerman out there with the tee in his hand. Bulldogs do call the timeout with 1:28 left. Tight game as you'd expect in a state semifinal. 1:28 left here in the first half. Bulldogs leading it 3-0, looking to increase that to a 6-0 lead. And this scoring update brought to you by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, now with a convenient pickup window, it's Jalapeno's. And Jay, that holding penalty really put the kibosh on this drive for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, you just can't make those mistakes down in that situation, Chris. And again, the holding penalty happens in kind of in the middle of the field as the ball's, you know, that run plays up working to its right side away from all that. And you know, just an unfortunate break for the Bulldogs. You know, they could be very easily be up 10-0, you know, going into halftime. And instead, they're, you know, they're looking to punch in another field goal to go up 6-0.
So, Kuhn coming to the line, ready to go here, trying to double the Bulldogs' lead. Snap good. Kick is up. It is
good.
Just inside the left upright, so the Bulldogs do indeed to double that lead, but it's still only 6-0, 1:23 left here in this first half of play. We remind you that on the way, the Columbia Bank Halftime Show is just around the corner, as we are at 7:40, and we are already nearing halftime in eclipsing last week's record first half as far as time elapsed is concerned. And then so we'll have your Jalapeno stat page. We'll throw it back to the studio for some fine programming, and we will also be then back for the third quarter of action. And, Jay, like you said, if the Bulldogs can keep Blackfoot from getting anything going here, they've got a 6-0 lead, and they'll get the ball at the start of the third quarter. And I wonder if in that third quarter you might see a little more of the short passing game come into effect, a little bit more, you know, Blackfoot. You know, obviously we're trying to run it, but so far, you know, we haven't been able to punch it in when we've tried to really just put it on the hands of the running game. There's a kick that's going to sail once again into the end zone. That's right on the end line as it's a more line drive. So at the 20, Blackfoot will begin again. Their average and only pretty much starting position in this one is at the 20 after a kickoff.
You know, I think Blackfoot really likes, you know, I think they're attacking this defense now. Hey, we're going to have to throw the football here against a stingy run defense with the Bulldogs if we're going to stay in this game. And you're going to look for Grimmett here to look for his big play receiver, King, and look at number 23. Deegan Hale, you know, on the outside here gets his Bulldog secondary.
Well, you've got King lined up to the near side. Luke McCorkle out there with him. Man in motion. Brings trips to the near side. They throw it the other way, and it's a one hopper that's incomplete as they were going that time for Hale.
Yeah, again, Hale just got one-on-one coverage out there with Kobe Barlow. And, you know, Grimmett has that weird kind of throwing motion, Chris. It's really quick. He keeps it kind of tight to the – almost like almost a shot put, but he's throwing that. He does have a strong arm on those little quick hitters, but that one, they're just, you know, not even close. You're about 3 yards short of his intended receiver on that little quick hit.
Held that one just a little bit too long. 1:20 left, second down 10, back to pass. They throw it again on the outside. This one's caught for a first down across the 30 to the 31. Hale on the catch, quickly up to the line as both teams only with one timeout remaining in this first half, and the clock now winding down under 1:10. Rolling out, looking for somewhere to go, but not going to find it. Still on his feet, throws it up. It's going to be caught out to the 40. Wow. I guess it's pretty hard to ask your defensive backs to cover for that long, Jay, and a nice catch put on by Javonta King, and what a job that time by Grimmett to just keep the play alive.
Yeah, you know, the Bulldogs just don't get their heads in the backfield, understand the situation where Grimmett's running for his life. You know, McCorkle's got to understand, it's like, hey, they're going to start coming back towards the ball, but King's able to work his way back and come up with a big reception there.
Fake handoff now. They throw it to King on a reverse. He goes right up the middle, a gain of 9 or 10, so they're going to be close to a first down, but down to 40 seconds until they get the chains moved and the ball spotted. So quickly, chains are in action. Ball is across midfield.
Yeah, tough spot here for this Bulldog defense. Is again, Blackfoot looking to really throw this football quickly. And again, another quick little hitch, and the receiver gets out of bounds. Now they're inside that Bulldogs 40-yard line, Chris. Here with just under 30 seconds to play.
Yeah, and that's a play where the Bulldogs, if they can tackle immediately, they can make Blackfoot use their lone timeout or run some more time off the clock, but they miss a tackle. Receiver gets out of bounds, and with 28 seconds left, Blackfoot's looking to go deep. Quarterback falls, slips trying to go, so that's going to be a sack back inside the Bulldog 45. They'll call their final timeout with 20 seconds left. Officials still talking it over. Looking to see. Oh, there's a flag down on the far side, way downfield.
Well, I don't know what that's all about. But
we're going to have a hold against the Bulldogs.
Oh, wow. That'll be on Kobe Barlow, looks like, on that far side.
Well, that's a tough one because the quarterback had nowhere to go and, in fact, slipped down, and it would have been a second down and long. But instead, with the timeout, they're going to move Blackfoot down inside the 30, down to the Bulldog 29-yard line.
Boy, yeah, you just can't buy one here in District 1 against these referees coming out of the Coeur d'Alene area. And, again, just a costly flag there. It looked like there's a lot of, you know, the receiver just kind of ran into Kobe Barlow down the sideline. Kobe Barlow's like, he created the initial contact. What am I going to do? I'm not going to run away from it. Not a very good call there by that line judge against Kobe Barlow.
So on first and 10 now, the ball at the Bulldog 29. Sandpoint has been leading it the whole way, but right now Blackfoot with a chance to grab some momentum going into halftime. Grimmett back looking, dropping, plenty of time, throws it deep. Hale is out there. It is incomplete, out of bounds. Came down with it, but in the end zone and wide, so 12 seconds left. And it'll be second down and 10.
Well, yeah, Kobe Barlow just sat on that island that time. He does a great job of getting right in that hip pocket. And as he sees the receiver's hands go up, he just puts his hands up in between them there. And it kind of pushes, you know, kind of rides him out of the bounds where he runs out of room. But, boy, you know, it's a tough play there in that spot for Kobe Barlow.
So here we go on second down. Jackson Grimmett walks over to the sideline. Now back for this second down play. Crowd making a lot of noise here on second down. Grimmett back looking. Throws it wide and out of bounds with 6 seconds left. So one more try for Blackfoot here in this first half.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to see the Bulldogs now back it up. If they're going to go for it here on fourth down, or third down, and this is the last play of the game. You see the Bulldogs understand the end zone, where the end zone is, and keep everything in front of that and see if they can't come up with a play.
So Sandpoint leading it 6-0. Blackfoot looking for the Hail Mary action from the 30-yard line.
Boy, that coach is way out on the field there coaching up his kids. It's almost like a timeout there, and boy, giving them everything they can get.
So sideline players calling for noise, crowd obliging. 6 seconds left. Grimmett back being rushed, and he is not going to get a pass off. He's sacked back at the 38-yard line. Bulldogs bring pressure. They were not, Jay, going to allow Blackfoot to just sit back there and wait for the receivers to get all the way down into the end zone.
Boy, yeah, Vandenberg and Wes Benefield in on that play there to force the quarterback, you know, to really kind of get him out of the pocket there, and they come up with a big play, and you know, Blackfoot comes away with no points.
So 6-0 Bulldogs at the half. Coming up next, your Columbia Bank Halftime Show after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
We are Dairy West. That means we are milk people, family people, animal people, people people. We are environment-loving people, giving-back people, job-creating people, and glass all the way full people. As your local dairy producers, we are more than farmers. We are Dairy West.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
This is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show, featuring the first half recap, including the Jalapeno stat page. Now, back to the field.
All right, thanks, Jack White, for providing the music that takes us into the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. Chris Chapper and Jay Vandenberg along with you here on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103 and across the world on the World Wide Web. It's time for your Jalapeno's stat page. And, of course, Jalapeno's, the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Now with the convenient pickup window, I recommend the Macho Combo with the chicken soft tacos. That's my favorite.
Oh, Chris, man, what a great first half of defensive football. You know, the Bulldogs, I mean, I think they got to be defensive, offensively got to be really disappointed about where they're at here. You know, still a one-point game or one-score game here as they left the Broncos to stay in this game. They're up 6-0 on a pair of field goals by Lascoon. You know, but they've really done a great job of moving the football, had an opportunity to punch a touchdown in. But, boy, that Bulldog defense really has came out huge and really has taken the Broncos out of what they really want to do. They want to run the be able to run the football, but the Bulldogs give up only 26 yards of rushing.
Wow.
187 yards of total offense as that Jackson Grimmett is now really asked to throw the football 6 of 11 for 61 yards. You know, and Javonte King, he's got 3 receptions for 25, and Deegan Hale's got 2 receptions for 26 yards. For the Sandpoint Bulldogs, you know, Parker Pettit, you know, he's throwing the ball really well tonight. You know, a lot of drops so far. Balls that were catchable that the receivers just unable to get their hands on and wrap up. But he's 4 of 9 for 60 yards. You know, but again, we go back to Garrett Cox. He's got 15 carries, 63 yards as the Bulldogs end up with 112 yards of rushing here in the first half. And then Parker Pettit, one big run, five carries for 39 yards. And then Vandenberg, 2 carries for 7.
Well, there it's that's what we've got. It's 6-0 here at the half. What a game. An old-fashioned defensive struggle breaking out here at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. We're going to send it back to the studio. And the third quarter action is coming up in about 11 minutes or so as the Bulldogs lead at 6-0 here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
Whether you want to take a break in the middle of your day or winding down from your day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Plus, they have a banquet room for group meetings. Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Rain continues into this evening with a low of 36. Partly sunny tomorrow before turning to rain later in the day with a high of 47. Rain and a low of 36 tomorrow night. Rain on the way for Sunday too, but a bit warmer with temperatures in the low 50s. Weather once again brought to you by JB's Tire and Automotive on the South Hill and Bonners Ferry. They'll help get your vehicle ready for any extended travel plans, and they are your Les Schwab dealer in Bonners Ferry. Working to keep you safe out on the road.
If holiday baking is on your to-do list, come into the co-op and check out our wide selection of seasonings by Watkins. From herbs and spices to flavorings for cakes and cookies, we have what you need to spread the cheer of great-tasting food all season. Delicious herbs, spices, and flavorings from Watkins at the Co-op Gas and Supply, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Or check us out online at coopgasandsupply.com.
With a Bloomberg Business of Sports report, I'm Michael Barr. Does your city have an NFL team? Bloomberg's Joe Misek wrote, "If so, don't let it leave." The New York Empire State Development Corporation says losing a franchise can foster a perception that the community lacked a coherent direction and ability to move forward with complicated projects to retain important assets. This was the advice in a consultant's report on whether to renovate or build a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. The report is a key document in the negotiations between the state, Erie County, and the team. The Bills want to replace Highmark Stadium, which opened in 1973 and is owned by Erie County. The lease with the team at the venue expires in less than 2 years. The consultant estimates that renovating Highmark would cost $862 million. The financial impact to have the Bills play their home games a season in the area is $27 million. And that's a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr, brought to you by Exergen.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. Or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce for Pierce Auto Center in Sagal, Idaho. We're just a couple minutes south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, one big location right on Highway 95. Our goal at Pierce Auto Center is to earn your business one customer at a time. Pierce Auto Center is a family-owned business. We're offering full parts, full service, master technicians, plus a large inventory of new and used vehicles, fully reconditioned, waiting for you and your family. Give us a call at 263-4212. And remember, if you make that drive, I'll make the deal.
President Biden's requirement that employees of larger companies get COVID-19 vaccines remains on hold. A federal appeals court rejected a challenge from the White House. Colorado is advising all adults to get COVID-19 boosters.
The vaccine reduces your chance of getting it significantly. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to get COVID. Maybe this week, maybe next month, maybe next year. And, one lucky person out there won't get it, but you're probably going to get it.
Governor Jared Polis is urging those who test positive to get monoclonal antibodies. Two counts of criminal contempt of court of Congress for Steve Bannon. The longtime Trump ally ignored a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. An L.A. judge has terminated Britney Spears' conservatorship.
I believe it was the right result. Britney specifically requested that there be no mental evaluation, and the judge did not require it.
The singer's attorney, Matthew Rosengart. The jury in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse can consider lesser charges if they acquit him of some of the original counts against him. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From ABC Sports, I'm Michelle Franzen. Cam Newton today speaking to reporters for the first time since inking a deal to return to the Carolina Panthers, where he played the first 9 years of his career.
I'm still floating, you know, but I feel like I'm going to say this a lot. It's not about me, you know, and it's about being an additional piece to this team.
Newton is unlikely to play in Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. That according to head coach Matt Rhule. Arizona, meantime, says quarterback Kyler Murray will be a game-time decision with an ankle injury. College football tonight. The Cincinnati Bearcats look once again to make their case to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee.
There's 3 guaranteed weeks left in this season. November is for contenders.
Head coach Luke Fickell. Cincinnati is 9-0 and currently sits 5th in the CFP rankings. This is ABC Sports. To the NBA, the Golden State Warriors have the league's best record at 10-1. They're at home tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls. Golden State has won 6 in a row. Chicago, meanwhile, will be without center Nikola Vucevic, who tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. College hoops, 14 of the top 25 in action today. The game of the night pits second-ranked UCLA against number 4 Villanova. UCLA coach Mick Cronin on the matchup.
Villanova's top 5 team in the country, so I think they got 4 starters back. So we got our work cut out for us on Friday, I can promise you.
Other games include number 9, Duke, hosting Army, 3rd-ranked Kansas, playing Tarleton State, and number 10, Kentucky, hosting Robert Morris. Hockey tonight, the Buffalo Sabres host the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton coach Dave Tippett.
Tonight's a back-to-back against a desperate team. You know, we gotta have the mindset, we got to do whatever it takes to win.
Oilers star Connor McDavid has opened the season by tallying a point in each of his team's first 12 games. He'll try to extend that streak to 13 tonight. And Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin can move into sole ownership of 4th place on the all-time goals scored list. Ovechkin enters tonight's game against the Columbus Blue Jackets at 741 career goals, tied with Brett Hull. Michelle Franz on ABC Sports.
We are Dairy West. That means we are milk people, family people, animal people, people people. We are environment loving people, giving back people, job creating people, and glass all the way full people. As your local dairy producers, we are more than farmers. We are Dairy West.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
And we're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Chris Chapper and Jay Vandenberg along with you. And if you miss any of the game or you just want to relive some of the glory that is our award-winning call that keeps getting accolades across the wide world, you just go to our Rock 103 FM website. The audio is posted usually by Sunday morning, and you can listen back to all the fun, all the majesty that is. All the games are there, so you can go back and hear it all. You even Homedale. If you're so inclined.
Hey, Chris, I just want to say one thing. You know, we got Ryan Moore, who kept the score clock here at 46.
Yep.
He passed away here tragically of complications of COVID, and a funeral tomorrow at North Summit Church tomorrow. And you know, I know the family's requesting that the kids, if you're going to show up, wear your Letterman's jacket. That'll be a great representation of who he was as a man.
All right, well, the Bulldogs get the ball here to start this second half. The kick comes down, and it is taken off by Dunkel, who hands it off to McCorkle. McCorkle looking to get to the 20 and barely does. It's good coverage there by Blackfoot. Bulldogs have it at the 21. And, Jay, it'll be interesting to see what the Bulldogs do here, what both teams do as we get into this third quarter, what adjustments or changes they might have to what they did in the first half, because the Bulldogs moved the ball with better efficiency, but just 6 points on the board for all those. They got two turnovers. They were inside the 23 times and two field goals. If they want to win, they need some more efficiency. And for Blackfoot, they just need to figure out a way to put the drive together that's not a two-minute variety.
Yeah, Bulldogs just need to finish their drives, Chris. Go to what works, and, you know, had a lot of success with Garrett Cox and Parker Pettit out of the backfield. Receivers, you know, got to come up and make some plays for the quarterback.
So here we go on first down. It's a fake, and Pettit keeps it. He rolls to the outside, and he's not going to get much. He's going to lose a half a yard, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. So the Bulldogs run the option there on first down. Keep it, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, they just read, you know, they read Parker Pettit, who fakes the handoff to Garrett Cox to that short side of the field, and he keeps trying to get around that left end, and, you know, just Durrell and Laybourne just unable to handle that defensive front, and Parker Pettit has nowhere to go. Bulldogs zero yards on that first play.
So second down and 10 for the Bulldogs on their first possession of this second half. Pettit back looking to pass, throwing the screen. Nice block on the outside, and the Bulldogs have a nice play, 30, 34-yard line. I didn't see who it was on that outside who made a block. Might have been Ari. Could have been Connor Hinberg, but one of the two put on a nice block, and it really opened it up for Garrett
Cox. Yeah, boy, just on that edge there, Chris. I believe it was Kuhn, actually, who's all the way out to this side of the field. He actually stays inside and does a great job of just kicking that defender out to the outside and allows Cox to get up the middle and pick up a first down here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice gain there, about 14 on that second down play. Bulldogs now with a first down at the 34-yard line, looking over to the sideline, waiting for the all-important signal to come in. It's in, and now here we go. First and 10 Bulldogs. Pettit hands it off, cutting it back into the middle and getting a few out of it for Sandpoint. That's going to be a gain of 3 for Garrett Cox.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a good job by the Blackfoot. You know, that's that defensive side. You know, he's able to – the defensive end stays home, and he's able to force that back inside up the middle where Cox just found a little bit of room to muster up 3 yards there on that carry.
So second down and 7, Bulldogs. Pettit fakes the handoff, follows Cox, drives forward, doesn't get much, manages to get something out to the 39, and it's going to be a third down and about 5. And, Jay, you know, I was thinking about this at halftime. You know, Blackfoot is pretty much – they look like they're not going to let the Bulldogs just run it down their throats. The Bulldogs are going to have something significant happen in the passing game.
You know, the Bulldogs have been able to run the ball at times, but, boy, they're really tough up the middle there. Showing there is, again, faked handoff to Cox, and then Pettit tries to get in behind him, but, you know, really no offensive push there by that offensive line as they were able to stack up Pettit at the line of scrimmage.
So third and 4 for the Bulldogs at the 40-yard line. Pettit fakes the handoff, throws it. It is dropped. Would have been a first down, but it is not caught, so it's going to be fourth down, and the Bulldogs going to have to punt it away. So a couple of first downs. The Bulldog on the far side, Robert, acting like he thinks he caught it, but that thing went through his hands and hit the turf.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised they're not going to Vandenberg here on that short side of the field. You know, he's the one receiver that's been shown to, you know, catch the football, and they're trying out all these other receivers, and, boy, they're just unable to hold on to the ball.
So Sherrill's in to kick it away. Low liner is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line and right up the middle and then breaking it to the outside, looking for some room, not finding a ton. Ball going to be tackled by, guess who, Wes Benefield on kick coverage at about the 34. So Bulldogs clinging to a 6-0 lead, and Blackfoot gets their first offensive possession of the night, starting it at the 35.
Yeah, good field position for Blackfoot, and they really got things. You know, they've been able to move the football a little bit, especially in that last series. You know, they've really kind of abandoned that run and looking to their receivers down the field, and you know, be able to pick them apart on just some little quick little hitters, Chris. And you know, the Bulldog defense, a tough task. The Bulldogs get that kickoff and unable to do anything with it here to start that second half.
So here we go on first down. Blackfoot with their quarterback, Jackson Grimmett, is going to keep it. He gets about three. Just off that right side, second and seven.
Yeah, they'll play fake there to Ramirez off the left side. He ends up keeping it, tries to find some room off that right side, and he's able to, you know, make the first guy miss. But, boy, the Bulldogs linebacker right there to clean up as Wimmer.
Second down, pass thrown, incomplete, trying to get it into the slot. Zimmerman on the coverage, but the pass was low and behind the intended receiver. And, again, that was number 82 trying to get it to Luke Moore.
Yeah, again, just you know, the play was right there. Is Luke Moore has that inside position in front of Zimmerman, but the ball thrown behind and you know, Zimmer is able to get his hand in there, and the ball squirts through there. The Bulldogs here, third down and long here, good spot here to get off the field.
Third and seven, Sandpoint trying to get a three and out, back to pass. There's a pass that's caught coming all the way across the field, a big gain into Bulldog territory, as it is going to be caught, and the first down for Deegan Hale. Hale gets it all the way down to the Bulldog 40 on third and long.
Yeah, you know, Kobe Barlow's just got to do a better job of tracking that receiver all the way across the field as he comes all the way. He starts on the far side of the field, and the offensive line gives Grimmett plenty of time back there to look and wait for him, Hale, to work his way across the field. And he's wide open, a big play there on third down for the Broncos.
So third down and now first down at the Bulldog 40-yard line on the first possession for Blackfoot. Grimmett back looking, standing, looking, throwing deep, trying to get it down to the end zone, and there's going to be a pass interference against the Bulldogs as, again, they're trying to go to hell, and there's flags everywhere on that one. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah, you know, the ball's thrown behind it, and Barlow's out there not reading the ball. He's reading the defender, and that ball's hanging up there. You know, if Barlow sees the football, he's going to be able to make a play on it. But instead, you know, the way they're coached, he plays the receiver instead of the ball, you know, the receiver stops and tries to make a play on it, and it's an easy pass interference call there.
So that's going to move the ball down to the Bulldog 25-yard line, and Blackfoot with their best drive of the night. Long pass play, pass interference, and just like that, the Broncos are lined up at the 25, looking to tie this one up, possibly take the lead with an extra point. There's a run into the center of the line that goes for short yardage. Sherrill in there. Second down, and I'll give him the requisite three. So second and seven coming up.
Yeah, just a delayed handoff there to Ramirez. Is just letting that offensive line do a little bit of work. Gets the ball, and he tries to find a seam. Cutting back against the grain, Chris. And, you know, he's able to pick up 3 yards, but the Bulldogs do a good job of just kind of bottling them up there.
So second down and eight. Back to pass. Grimmett looking, throwing. He's got a man. It's caught. And it's going to be another first down. This one inside the 15, down to the 13, as the big wide receiver, Javonta King, just goes down, drives McCorkle back, turns, and the ball's right on time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, big receiver there, and the Bulldogs just unable to really kind of react to that play, as the ball takes a long time to go all the way across the field on that, you know, that little 10-yard, 15-yard out. Boy, nice throw, nice catch there by the Broncos. They're looking to put some points here on the board early here on their first drive of the second half.
Grimmett hands it off right up the middle. Big hole. Drive forward. Touchdown. So the first touchdown of the night put up by Blackfoot in the game momentarily tied at 6 apiece with 7:44 left here in this third quarter. So the Bulldogs unable to get anything going on their first drive. And then Blackfoot just comes and takes it straight down the field against Sandpoint's defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Great drive right there. You know, benefit of a holding penalty there or a pass interference call. But, boy, calling all the right buttons there on that first series. Their adjustments worked as they go up, looking to go up here early in the second half.
Extra point is up, and it is good as well. So 7-6 Blackfoot. We'll take time out, and we'll be back with the ensuing kickoff after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. pick up your items, or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to super1foods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces, or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at super1foods.net.
Back at Barlow Stadium, as once again the timeout is like 30 seconds long, and the Bulldogs trailing by one. Blackfoot goes for the onsides, but Kobe Barlow's there to scoop it up, and Sandpoint has it at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, the offense here has really got to get things going here, Chris. And you know, they've really been just unable to really, you know, sustain drives and put it in the end zone. But you know, this offense really is going to have to start carrying some load.
There's a handoff to Cox. That's a good start. Right up the middle for about 8 yards. Penalty flag flies. And so far, if there's a flag, it's against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs 50 yards in penalties. So far, Blackfoot 0. I think that just might change here with a face mask. It is. So the Bulldogs are going to get some extra yardage and move it further down the line. Down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, the Bulldogs offense really just got to be able to capitalize here with this great field position on the field, onside kick, and then they get this big penalty. But, you know, the Bulldog offense, you know, really needs to, you know, put one in the end zone. They've had a couple opportunities here in that first half.
Pettit looking, decides to run, and he gets tripped up as the pressure collapses around him. So he's going to lose two, and it's going to be second down and 12.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Just kind of a design draw, and Pettit just tries to keep it up the middle. And boy, a big push there by that defensive front for the Broncos. Nowhere for him to run, and he snowed under. And for that 3-yard loss, the Bulldogs, again, a peculiar situation. You know, on that first down, you know, they've had some success with running Cox on the, you know, between the tackles. They try to fool them with a quick draw show pass where they have not really been able to do anything through the air. Interesting.
Pettit hands it off to Cox, and he's going to be wrapped up immediately and get not quite back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third down now and 11.
Yeah, you know, the Bulldogs, you know, Ben Stockton trying to make a block, and he's completely held on to and spun around as a defender just basically pulls him away from any kind of block that he was trying to make. And, you know, just, again, nothing happening there for Cox off that left side as the defensive end just coming off that end and able to take Cox down from behind.
So third down and long for the Bulldogs. Pettit fakes the run, drops back, throws it, has his arm hit. It's incomplete. So Pettit, they're trying to run a little trickeration, and it's going to be fourth down and 11 at the 37-yard line. They need to get to the 26, and the Bulldogs look like they're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, just, again, just not enough time for Pettit there to pull off. The, you know, he needed more time and a great job there off that left end by the Broncos, putting the Bulldogs in a tough situation here on fourth down and 11, just trying to figure something out now against this Bronco defense.
Bulldogs going to do the pooch kick down to the end zone, and it's going to roll through the end zone and out through. So the Broncos will take over on the 20, leading it by one. 6:01 left here, third quarter. A fast-moving game tonight from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103. And this scoring update with Blackfoot leading at 7-6 is brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you. A proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports. And, Jay, this is the most anemic we've seen the Bulldog offense be this entire season. And right now the Bulldogs, I would say, really missing some of that receiving skill that's standing on the sidelines.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And, you know, and the Broncos really kind of started figuring things out here in that second quarter and able to really move this ball against this Bulldog defense.
This time the run up the middle is going to go for two as they hand it off to Ramirez. So second and 8 coming up for Blackfoot. And time for the Bulldog defense to step up again. They caused two turnovers in the first half. Bulldogs were only able to turn all of that into 6 points. One drive later in the third quarter, and the Broncos lead it by one.
Absolutely. You know, this defense is asked, you know, again, to do a good job here, get off the field, get the ball back in that offense hand.
Jackson Grimmett Fakes the handoff, keeps it on the quarterback run. He's out across the 30 and to the 33. That's a first down, and it's going to be a gain of about 8 or 9 and a quick first across the 30.
Absolutely. Just the Bulldogs just really off balance here as Bronco doesn't, they don't go to the huddle, Chris, and they just get the play call, and they're looking to really up you know, really increase this tempo, and the Bulldogs really have no answer so far.
Again, handoff, this time up the middle, big hole. Ramirez out across the 45, out to the 47, and all the momentum right now in the favor of the Broncos, as that's another big first down run of about 14, and a quickly back to the line comes Blackfoot. Bulldogs not ready yet on defense, and they hand it off again to Ramirez. This time Ramirez hit hard and goes down after a short gain.
Yeah, again, just smash mouth football right now here by the Broncos. They're just coming right at the Bulldogs, and the way they're moving this ball and going down the field is I kind of like the up tempo, up pace to really keep this defense off just a second slow.
So here on second and 8, Broncos up to the line. Just 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Broncos up 1-7-6. There's a pass out to the outside and another first down.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple, Jay. You're right. Just a run down field 8 yards, turn around, the ball comes to you, you fall down forward for another yard, and boom, first down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you give them 8 yards, I'm going to go out 5 yards right in front of you. You're going to be in your back pedal, and the quarterback really does a good job of getting the ball quickly out of his hands into that receiver, and another first down for the Broncos.
Broncos fake the handoff. Quarterback keeps it. He's got a lot of room to the outside. He's at the 30. He's going to be shoved out of bounds, but not before he's down to the 28 with another 14-yard gain. And all of a sudden, the Bronco offense is oiled and rolling.
Boy, they've made their adjustments, Chris, and they like what they can see. You know, they pull that guard across the face as he fakes the handoff to Ramirez. And then, the quarterback just sees a huge lane off to that weak side, and no Bulldogs out of there. They do a good job of blocking that defensive end and get the corner.
So first and 10, ball back inside the Bulldog 30 already for Blackfoot. They fake the handoff. Quarterback keeps it again. Again, he's got room. This is another first down inside the Bulldog 20, down to the 15. And it's pretty simple stuff right now for Blackfoot. And their offensive line is really starting to take control in this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just a point of attack. Just the Bulldogs, you know, the defense, the linebackers, everybody's got their head in the backfield, and they're really not reading the options up front and allowing the quarterback to keep it. They go with the running back. He's able to find nice seams off that right side and pick up positive yardage.
Bulldogs call timeout on defense, and Coach Knowles right now is having what you might call a heated conversation with his defenders.
He is. He's pretty heated again. Just to, you know, hey, again, it's basics. You understand your read. Don't do something that we haven't taught you to do. Do not follow. Don't follow. You know, read your keys. Read your options. Read what you're supposed to do. And right now, you know, the Broncos taking advantage of every mistake right there by the Bulldog defense.
So Knowles calling the timeout, as he does like to do in these situations on defense, to get his team refocused. We'll see if it does the Bulldogs any good. It's first down and 10 at the 15. Sandpoint's crowd trying to make some noise. Broncos on the move. Man in motion, and then illegal motion as one of the linemen steps back. So it'll be first down and 15 for Jackson Grimmett and the Blackfoot offense.
Well, yeah, Jackson Grimmett just really doing a good job here in this the third quarter, Chris, of just reading what the defense has given him, and he's picked up some great yardage here, picking up yards in big chunks, moving the chains here for the Broncos. So look for them to do the same thing, keep that ball in Grimmett's hand and see if he can't make some plays.
So here we go, first and 15. Grimmett fakes a handoff, drops back the pass. He's under pressure, and he's dropped by Blake Sherrill back at the 30. They'll actually say forward progress to the 28, so it's going to be second down and very long, and a big play put up by the Bulldog defense.
Well, yeah, again, you know, the first pressure we've seen here in the second half, Chris, and that's all due to Blake Sherrill's effort as he gets off his block, and you know, Grimmett's looking for the end zone. I mean, they're not afraid to throw it over the top here to their receivers, you know, Hale and King, and look for them to, you know, this second down a long situation, look for them to, again, air it out here. And find their big play receivers.
Well, it's second down and forever. They look like they're trying to set up the screen. There's just a heave down into the end zone, well out of bounds, as Grimmett was being chased down from behind by Ballison. So now it's going to be third down and about third down, and we'll call it, what, about 20? They're
it's
at the 29,
29
and they need to get down to the five. So, yeah, 24, I guess.
There's a flag on the field.
A flag on the near side. We'll see what that's about. In the backfield.
Legal man downfield.
Yeah, but an eligible man downfield. I would imagine you decline that. It's third down and 24, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, he's pointing to the standpoint side. He's like, no, the offense is on the other side. It's like, you can't have a legal man downfield on defense.
Yeah.
I think you just deny that.
I think so.
I think it's actually it's a loss of down, actually. So you take the yards, it's a loss of down, I believe. Isn't that?
I don't think a legal man downfield is a loss of down. So, no, their Bulldogs are going to push him back. So the illegal man downfield is going to remain second down. So that's going to push him back
the
34-yard line. So after it was first down and 10 inside the 20, down to the Bulldog 15-yard line, a couple of penalties and a sack, and just like that, it's third and forever. Second down, 29. Grimmett back, looking. Bulldogs trying to get there. Grimmett throws it deep into the end zone. It is incomplete, knocked away, double coverage, and it's going to be third down and long now for Blackfoot.
Boy, yeah, just going to King there, and he's double covered that time as McCorkle, and looks like the safety Brewster right there to break it up. But, boy, he just threw it up there. And the big boy go up and make a play for him, and that's a good job there by that Bulldog secondary.
Yeah, there wasn't much chance he was going to catch that one as two Bulldogs converged as the ball got there. So third down and long. Blackfoot up by a point, 3:09 left in the third quarter, and Grimmett back to pass. Looking, rolling, being chased by Ballison, and he's going to lose the ball out of bounds. That's a fumble.
That should be a penalty. He almost tried to throw it, you know. He tried to throw
we'll
it.
So we'll see if they're going to call that a fumble. I think they're just going to call it a fumble. I think it just came out of his hands. If it's a pass, it should be.
He tried to throw the ball. You can see his hand kind of go up like, I'm just going to chuck it out of bounds. And, you know, it looked like, you know, the Bulldog defender, you know, kind of hit his elbow. But he was definitely trying to throw that football.
So let's see what they call. So they're.
Incomplete pass, but it should be, yeah. Is there a receiver close in the area?
Well, he definitely didn't get it to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. But anyway, it sets up a punting situation.
Boy, good job by that defense to rebound off that. You know, it looked like Broncos really had the momentum going, and the Bulldogs able to really figure this out and force this punt.
Yeah, Bulldogs don't believe it's going to be a punt. They've got everybody
up. I
don't
know about this, yeah.
A high snap. Kick is away.
Oh, bad punt.
Yeah, that's
too.
A bad punt. It's going to hit and take a semi-Bulldog bounce or a Bronco bounce just inside the 20. So the always exciting 14-yard punt. And the Bulldogs, that ball went 60 yards straight up in the air and 14 yards out.
Boy, yeah. And, Chris, I tell you know, the Broncos have really been able to really control this clock here in the third quarter. The Bulldogs' offense, you know, just has not gotten anything done against this really stout you know, Blackfoot defense, and that defensive front's really taking control of that line of scrimmage, and it's really going to be up for this offensive line to start really moving some bodies around and to see if the Bulldogs can't come up with some big plays here down the stretch.
All right, so 2:50 left, third quarter. Bulldogs trailing it by one, 7-6. Just a couple of first-half field goals for Sandpoint when they had multiple opportunities inside the 30-yard line. Now all the way back at the 19, there's a pitch to the near side, and it's Kuhn who gets it, and he's knocked down at about the 21 and gets up a little slowly. A gain of a couple, and it's going to be second down and eight, and Kuhn is still down on the field.
Yeah, boy, that's just a, you know, just a little toss sweep there, and Kuhn just, you know, the Blackfoot, the Broncos do a great job of extending that play out. He's got to slow down, let his blockers come there, and then there's a little bit of alley. If he's patient, he can tuck it back up inside, but he gets strung out there, and boy, he gets hit pretty hard and comes down, looks like on the ball as he's being tackled.
So Kuhn is still down. He got it momentarily, but then went back down. Might be a wind knocked out situation as he's back up and walking off the field. Another thing that doesn't happen to you when you play soccer.
Right. You and your soccer jokes.
Yeah, Bulldogs. First time I ever played soccer, I got a ball right under the solar plexus, and it knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah.
Since then.
Protect yourself.
It's been not a love affair with the sport, I'm sorry to say. Anyway, here we go. Bulldogs now on second down and eight. Trying to figure out a way to move the football. Back to pass Pettit, looking, throwing across the middle. It is caught for a first down. I believe that's Ari. Ari Vandenberg goes up in a crowd, comes down with it. And, Jay, you said it. I know he's your kid, but he's been the guy who's shown the ability to catch the football tonight.
He can catch the ball in traffic, Chris. He's got good hands, and that time he just goes up big and right between three defenders, and he's able to corral it down and hold on to it and pick up a first down here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, big first down for the Bulldogs, but boy, every drive has been it's just been a grind for the Bulldogs, and now, you know, Blackfoot's got nine guys in the box. I mean, literally, they have nine guys up at the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs will then have a motion penalty against them that'll set them back to a first and 15. And there just hasn't been a smooth drive. Even the drives they've moved the ball, Jay, it's been a struggle for the Sandpoint offense tonight. And you got to give Blackfoot's defense a lot of credit for that.
Absolutely. It's just been tough. And it's just hard-nosed Eastern Idaho football, Chris. And they've showed up to play. And then the Bulldogs just really, you know, several penalties here, you know, up about 60 yards now in penalties here so far in this game.
Pettit back on first down, being rushed, and he's going to be sacked, taken down, unblocked into the backfield, and things go from bad to worse as Michael Edwards just comes right in, and before Pettit can do anything, there's a guy bearing down on him. So now it's third down, and the Bulldogs are looking at a second down and forever.
Yeah, you know, it's that whole offensive line just kind of caved in there, and you got to block the guy. You got to get in front of him and put a hand on him. And Coach Yarno, a little disappointed on that offensive line as Parker Pettit didn't have even a chance to even look downfield.
Last minute of the third quarter, Bulldogs facing a second down and 20. Pettit back again, running for his life. Throws it across the middle. He's got a man open. What a great throw and catch to Luke McCorkle, who picks it down at the 48-yard line. Pettit showing his arm strength that time, drills it.
Boy, that's a big time throw, Chris. As he's getting rushed heaven. He just rolled out to his right, and he just throws against his body to McCorkle, who does a good job of coming open. You know, great vision downfield and understand where that safety is, and he's able to squeeze it in there on a dime.
So the Bulldogs are out to the 48 with another first down and a drive saving play there. Bulldogs line tight. And Benefield leads the play, and getting to the outside is Garrett Cox, and running for about eight. So the Bulldogs, for the first time almost tonight, have a little flow on offense in the final 30 seconds of this third quarter, trailing it by a point, 7-6.
Boy, yeah, good job right there. That's just Garrett Cox. Just sees a little lane. He uses his quickness and speed to get outside. And, you know, they're looking to go up the middle behind Benefield, but he bounces outside, picks up eight.
Same situation with Benefield and Cox in the backfield. Pettit up under center here on first down, or excuse me, second and short. This is a handoff to Cox, who's met in the backfield, but he just will not go down. In fact, they never do tackle him. They sort of push him out of bounds, but we got another flag down and another hold against the Bulldogs.
Boy, we just not getting any breaks there. I didn't quite see it, but, boy, that's just all Garrett Cox on that run, and it's all going to be for nothing. Yeah, coaching staff not happy at all with this flag.
So it's going to be instead of another Bulldog first down, and they've had three or four first downs taken off the board tonight by penalty. And this one's going to set up another second and long back to the 45. So they need about 13 for first down.
Yeah, again, just move the chains here, Chris. You know, again, Garrett Cox running pretty hard here. With the Bulldogs, just right now, just their own worst enemy.
Trips off to the far side. One receiver to the near side is McCorkle. Playing a lot of offense tonight because of the injuries at wide receiver for Sandpoint. Again, rush put on. Pettit gets away from the rush, and he's got room. He's at the 50. He's got a first down at the 45. He's knocked down at the 44. And a gain of about 18 as the rush came in. And once he cleared that rush, he had room to run, and he took advantage.
Absolutely, Chris. Again, a lot of pressure by Blackfoot. They send the linebacker on that blitz. They got three down linemen. Then they sneak that lineman up through that that left gap.
That's the third quarter of action. We'll be back with quarter four after this quick 30-second timeout on KSPT in Rock 103.
The Dairy Depot has gift certificates. It's the perfect gift for that hard-to-shop-for person on your list. And they're good for anything at the depot. Get your holiday gift cards now at the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg, Barry Burke on the stats, and we've got a barn burner. Bulldogs started this drive all the way back inside their 20. They are now out to the 39-yard line of Blackfoot, looking to regain the lead, trailing it by one, 7-6. Pitch to Cox, who thinks he's going to throw. He is going to throw. He goes deep. It is incomplete, and there's pass interference going to be called as they were trying to get it to Hinberg, I believe, out there in the defensive back after the stop and go was getting a little too handsy.
Boy, yeah, the Bulldogs pulling a little trickery here again. Just, you know, not a whole lot of offense here in that, you know, in this second half so far. And they come out in the fourth quarter with a little trickery. And then Garrett Cox can throw the football. But definitely, you know, Hinberg's trying to work back towards the ball to the end of the field. And that corner just not allowing him to get inside. And a pretty easy pass interference call gets the Broncos.
So down to the 24-yard line, the Bulldogs.
Yeah, this is a big drive for the Bulldogs. They need to come away with a touchdown, get themselves right back into the spot here.
So the Bulldogs come out. Pettit and Cox in the backfield. Vandenberg in the H-back. Pettit's going to keep it. He tries to cut inside. He does. Smart play because that gets him about three or four, in which otherwise he would not have had much of anything. And so the Bulldogs get four on first down. It'll be second and six.
Boy, yeah, you know, Blackfoot's done a pretty good job of keeping their eye, you know, eyes peeled on both Cox and Pettit. As, you know, again, just fake the handoff to Cox to the right side. There's really nowhere for him to go. And then they got two guys positioned right on Parker Pettit, and he's able to kind of squeeze through there and pick up 4 yards. But pretty gutsy play there by Parker Pettit.
Four wides this time for the Bulldogs. Hand up to Cox up the middle. He drives forward. He's going to get a couple, maybe three. So we've got a third down and two, a long two coming up for the Bulldogs, almost three.
Well, yeah, this is obviously, you know, the Bulldogs down one here. You know, you're kind of curious of what the Bulldogs are going to do if it's two down territory or they're going to, you know, maybe try to take the lead here with a field goal. But this is a big play here for the Bulldog offense. You know, a tough decision for the coaching staff if they come up a little bit short.
So let's hope that the Bulldogs are able to make that a moot point here on third down. It's third down and three. Fake handoff. Pettit keeps it. Spins. And I think he's got it. Oh, he's really close.
Boy, he's going to.
Yep, they're going to give it to him. He's at the 14. That's enough. And, you know, boy, back in the tough day, Jay, that would have been a stop. It would have been a measurement. Nowadays, you get it close, they just say, all right, first down, play on, let's go defense.
Boy, Parker Pettit just, again, just a quarterback keep all the way. And, you know, the Bulldogs don't get much of a push, but he's able to just use his strength. He's got strong legs, Chris, and he gets hit early on that drive, but he's able to kind of keep on spinning and moving his feet and picks up that first down on that that tough third down and short run.
So first down Bulldogs at the 14 of Blackfoot. Blackfoot clinging to a one-point lead. Pettit hands it off to Cox. Cox around the outside, cuts back inside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He is down at the 1.
Wow.
Half-yard line. Bulldogs first and goal.
Boy, again, speed on the Broncos there. Again, Garrett Cox, really, they have a guy, you know, this eyes on him, and Cox is able to make a miss and then spin and get all the way down. It looked like he was in. He dove at the end, but they're going to call him down just a yard short, Chris. But what another great effort there by the senior Garrett Cox.
So here we go. Pettit right up behind center. Quarterback sneak up the line with a push from Cox from behind. The Bulldogs are in.
You got to go for two. You got to go for two here, right?
I agree. 9:40 left. Bulldogs leading it now 12-7. Whew, what a game we're witnessing tonight here. This state semifinal provided to us courtesy of the United Dairy Men of Idaho and Dairy West. And, wow, what a game. Glad that the State Activities Association has allowed us to call this one because it is a spectacular game so far. Bulldogs are going for two. Sandpoint. Vandenberg in motion. They've thrown it to Vandenberg out of this before. Now Pettit's going to throw it back across the middle. It is caught. What a catch inside. It looks like to me the Bulldog came down with it. I think it was Cox, and flags fly. One of the Bulldogs comes out clapping. Still haven't seen a signal.
That's a two-pointer, yeah.
Yeah, Bulldogs get it.
I don't see who caught that, but, boy, what a great catch. Whoever
I think
that
it was
down.
Cox in the middle, I think. But it's hard to tell out of the scrum. So they're calling it good. Let's see what the penalty is about.
Boy, that's a huge catch there. And boy, good job by Parker Pettit trying to get to Vandenberg on that fly motion out into the corner. But he's picked up by the corner, and he looks back at being under pressure, Chris, and he looks back against his body, and he throws it high. And, boy, great catch there by Garrett Cox.
We've got a dead ball unsportsmanlike against Sandpoint. So that means Bulldogs, that's gonna test Las Coon's ability to get it into the end zone.
They're going to back him up 15, and, you know, he's usually right about that 10 yards deep. So, you know, look for this ball to, you know, come down right somewhere right around that, you know, 6 or 5 yard line. You know, maybe even try to pooch it, maybe do a little corner, you know, try to put it off to the side here on either the right or left side, a little short, get a little hang time, Chris.
So we'll see what the Bulldogs do on this kick that they're going to have to kick from pretty far back.
Boy, unfortunate for the Bulldogs, unsportsmanlike conduct. I didn't see what happened after the scrum. I don't know if a Bulldog came in there late to try to
pull somebody off.
Pile, yeah.
Can't do that. So the Bulldogs, who now go back up, this time with their biggest lead of the night, 7, in this tight, tight contest. Blackfoot to receive the ensuing kickoff.
Big kickoff here.
Big kickoff. Bulldogs haven't had to cover too many times, but they will this time. This is a squibber that's going to roll down. And he's going to – receiver tries to catch it, and it goes out of bounds at the 13-yard line. If the guy on the receiver just let it go, it probably would have rolled
out of bounds.
Boy. Wow, what a mistake there by Blackfoot. They are backed up inside the 15 at the 13.
Wow. Boy, that couldn't have worked out any better for the Bulldogs. Usually they're going to get the ball at the 20-yard line. He's going to drive it into the end zone. But instead, you know, they're going to be stuck inside 13. Boy, the Broncos give the Bulldogs a little bit of a break there on this last series. And now it's after that defense here with 9 minutes and 40 seconds to go to come up and get the Broncos off the field.
Wow. Unbelievable. So 9:40 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs now up 14-7 in this tight one-score affair. And this scoring update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing with two locations to serve you, Sandpoint and Ponderay. Since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho. one of these teams 9 minutes and 40 seconds away from playing in the Milk Bowl next weekend. And Blackfoot's back on offense. Jackson Grimm at the quarterback.
This live crowd here at Sandpoint in Barlow Stadium, Chris, it's a packed house down below us. And
it sure
they're
is.
Really making some noise here.
Grimm puts a man in motion, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it, and he's not going to get much. Maybe back to the line. Dunkel that time, read the play perfectly, and it's going to be second down. He'll lose a yard.
Boy, absolutely. Remember, stayed to your assignment, Chris. That time, Lane Dunkel just reads his option. He's got that contained there on that quarterback keeper. He does a good job. He sits down and then flies up once he sees the quarterback get the ball and hits him square in the chest and stops him for a one-yard loss. Look for you know, again, McCorkle out on the island against King there. Look for them to look his way here on this play.
Back to pass. Grimmett looking. They throw out. He's a man wide open. McCorkle 20 yards behind the receiver. And it's an easy play out to the 30-yard line. Wow.
Yeah, McCorkle's thinking he's going to go deep, and he just turns it off quickly, and McCorkle's all turned around. That's just poor cornerback coverage there by McCorkle, the senior, as he allows that ball to come out there, and the Broncos get out from the depth of their end zone.
Yeah, Javonte King didn't have anyone near him as McCorkle was still backpedaling when he caught it. Now they once again do the same thing, but this time McCorkle all over it, rolling out, trying to throw it back across the grain. Another catch. This time to the near side, made by number 23, Deegan Hale. And one of the things for sure, Jay, the Bulldogs, they got to give a lot more pressure to the quarterback, Jackson Grimmett. He just has way too much time. You just can't cover guys for that long.
You can't, and that's just a good job of Grimmett, just buying time. He rolls out to the right side, allows Hale to work back towards the ball.
So already out to the 50. This is a handoff. And a good cutback, big run to the 35, inside the 30, down to the 20. Actually, they'll mark him at the 32, but that's another 18 yards on first down. And just like that, as they were just moments ago seemingly, the Blackfoot Broncos are inside the Bulldog 35-yard line.
Boy, yeah, when you're able to throw the football down the field and then come back in with the quick Ramirez, the Bulldogs defense just unable to make any tackles, and the Broncos come up with a big play.
There's another run for Ramirez to the outside. He's going to be tracked down from behind. They'll give him about 8, maybe 9 on the play. It's going to be second and short.
Yeah, you know, the defensive end looks like there's a little bit of a hold there on that outside. Allows Ramirez to get to the outside, but another 9 yards, make it 8 yards before he's pushed out of bounds at his Bulldogs.
So second down and 8. Inside 8 minutes, Blackfoot on the move, trying to get the tying score up here. After the Bulldogs finally get into the end zone, there they hand it off on the cross action, missed tackles, 10, 8 yard line, and first and goal coming.
They run
him into the end zone. The Bulldogs thought he was down. The receiver got up. They said his knee didn't touch. So just like that, Blackfoot, just a hot knife through butter. They score their own touchdown, and they are now an extra point away from this one being all tied up again.
Boy, absolutely. Just the Bulldogs kind of gave up on the play. No whistle. You got to play through the whistle, Chris. And, boy, a nice little that slot trap going back the opposite way, and the Bulldogs, again, just really well blocked, and the defensive end doesn't contain it, and they're able to get in the end zone.
All right, so getting set to put up the all-important extra point. Tyler Vance, snap is down, kick is up, and it is just enough. 14 all. We'll take time out. We'll be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
Back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, here we go. Ensuing kickoff coming your way. This one is going to be taken on the far side and returned. McCorkle, nowhere to go, runs into a wall at about the 15. He's going to get out to the 20. So Sandpoint takes it over there. 80 yards between Sandpoint and the lead. 14 all. Bulldogs led it 6-0 at half. It was a quick 7 for Blackfoot early in the third quarter. Sandpoint just scoring, making it 14-7, but then Blackfoot on about a five-play drive took it from the 13 all the way down into the end zone.
Boy, they made that quick work too, Chris, as this offense really kind of figured out this Bulldog defense and it really getting some big plays out of the passing game and then the running game here, Chris. And this is real important as, the Bulldogs offense really got to sustain this football and try to avoid giving the ball back here to Blackfoot. It seems like they really have things rolling here now offensively here in the second half.
So first and 10 for Sandpoint. Pettit. Couple of claps, back to pass, looking, throwing. He's got a man. It is almost intercepted. Looking for McCorkle as coming off his man was number 17, Tay Troutner. He just read the eyes that time of Jackson Pettit and nearly came up with a pick.
Yeah, Parker Pettit, Chris. And, yeah, again, just
yes, thank you.
As and McCorkle's working out to that out, he just kind of pulls off of his receiver. The receiver for Sandpoint kind of maybe runs that route a little bit too deep and allows him to kind of play both center field there in that zone and allows him to kind of get back over the top and almost pick that off.
So the Bulldogs on second and 10 line up tight in the wing tee. They hand it off, looking to get to the outside, and nothing doing. Garrett Cox is snuffed out in the backfield, and then a flag is going to fly besides.
Boy, this is a big penalty here. Seeing who it goes against.
Yeah, it's going to be 15 yards against somebody. And it looks like it's going against the Bulldogs. I don't think Garrett Cox particularly liked the way he was tackled. And Sandpoint, this drive is off to a disastrous start as they would be facing at best a third down and very long. So they're going to have another unsportsmanlike against Sandpoint. And that's going to mark them back inside the 10. They need to get to the 30-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, this is your best play here in this situation. You certainly don't want to punt this ball back to this Bronco team who's really just really had things going here offensively. This is a tough spot here for this Bulldog and a really terrible mistake there. Understanding the situation, you got to keep your head in the game.
Yeah, plus it's a post snap foul, so it's not second down and 20, it's third and 20.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, you really can't afford to call a timeout either here, Chris. They're going to
burn
their second
timeout.
Eventually. And this is, just really bad clock management. Understand the situation. And, there's not a whole lot of third down and 20 plays you can come up with.
Yeah, well, if you do come up with third and 20 and you get it, then it's a good timeout. It all depends on the outcome of this next play, essentially, as the Bulldogs are going to be facing third and long right after Blackfoot just took it down the length of the field against Sandpoint. And, we've seen the Bulldogs play a lot of football this year, Jay. That last drive defensively was probably the poorest one we've seen all year long.
Boy, it was. And then, it started with, we had them down at the 11-yard line.
Yep.
And they just able to come up with a big play to Javonte King. And then another nice run. And boy, they just moved down the field to Hale. He had a big pass catch in there. The quarterback able to extend that play. And, the Bulldogs just kind of reeling here. Just never really have gotten things going and are allowing the Broncos here to kind of stick around.
So 14-all, Bulldogs facing a third and very long. See what Blackfoot does. They have sent extra guys under these situations before, and the Bulldogs are going to keep it. Pettit runs it up the middle. He's got a pretty nice gain. He's out to the 25, so that's going to bring up a fourth down and five. So that penalty post-play really kills the Bulldogs because it costs them a down, and now they are going to have to punt it. But a nice job there to at least make it something, you know, give it out of the shadow of their own end zone. Maybe Cheryl can uncork one here for the Bulldogs. Snap is a wobbler, but it comes back to Cheryl, who gets a pretty nice kick away. It takes a Bulldog bounce and is going to roll down to the 31-yard line and then out at the 32. So a pretty nice job. Then another flag at the very end.
Yeah, Broncos getting a little, you know, they keep on looking at the Bulldog bench, trying to incite everything here, Chris, and it looks like they're going to get called for, you know, taunting. You know, a break for here for the Bulldogs defense. That's going to back up the Broncos deep into their territory now.
So let's see. It's going to be a. I think they're going to get it a personal foul against Blackfoot. Their coach is standing around going, "What are you talking about?" So instead of having it at the 32, they're going to be back to the 17 after this 15-yard mark off as their coaches are getting an explanation on the far side. 6:18 left. This score is all tied up at 14. The Bulldogs have held their pretty much, you know, ridden their defense much of the year, Jay, and right now it's the Bulldogs' defense that's going to have to step up and make a couple of plays here and see if they can't get it back in the favor of the Sandpoint offense.
Boy, you know, and they've been on their heels here in the second half, Chris. You know, other than a couple big defensive plays here on that second drive there for Blackfoot that forced him to punt, but they were right down inside that Bulldogs 20-yard line. You know, the Bulldogs defense able to get off the field, but this is all so crucial right now as to see what this defense can do.
So Jackson Grimmett, the quarterback, hands it off into the middle and picking his way forward for a pretty nice little 3-4 yarder. They're going to give him outside the 20. So 21-yard line almost. So second down coming up. Play looked like it was going nowhere, and Ramirez did a nice job to just find a way to get something positive out of it.
Absolutely. Just patient running there, just kind of waiting for his blockers to kind of move. Is again, just kind of a standstill scrum there at the line of scrimmage, but they were able to start pushing and you know, throw that ball carrier in there, and he just kind of just drives his feet and picks up 4 yards here.
So second down and 6. Grimmett, man in motion to the near side, hands it off again to Ramirez. Ramirez with a big hole. He's across the 30, out to the 35 and beyond. They'll mark him at the 37. That's just 16 more yards straight up the middle. And the lines for Blackfoot are really telling the tale here in the second half, Jay. Their offensive and defensive lines have been really the story. There's a handoff up the middle. Not much doing for Ramirez, but he runs out of a tackle, and he's finally going to be brought down after a gain of 8. Should have been caught at the line, but Bulldogs couldn't bring him down, so 2nd and 2.
Yeah, again, you got to like that first down play, get 8 yards for the Broncos, and again, it's all behind the quick feet of Ramirez, who's able to dance out some tackles there, you know, at the point of attack and pick up positive yardage.
So 2nd and 2, ball at the 46. Bulldogs linebacker standing right on midfield here. Second down, fake handoff. Grimmett back looking. Still looking. He's got a lot of time. He throws it and coming back and making the catch before he's thrown out of bounds. Once again, number 23, Deegan Hale. And, you know, we mentioned it before, Jay. I mean, that's against Kobe Barlow, but he initially does a pretty good job. And your quarterback's going to have that much time. He's going to find someone eventually, more than likely.
Absolutely. He put the ball right there, Chris, right along the sideline, and he got the ball there quick. He had some great arm strength there as he's rolling out to the right, away from the pressure, and allows his receivers to work its way back. A big play for the Broncos.
So 1st and 10 at the Bulldog 40. Handoff once again, Ramirez. This time not much. Maybe 2. inside the 40 to the 38. It's going to be second down and 8.
Boy, yeah, the Bulldogs defense just really got, you know, this Bronco offense just really got them on their heels, able to throw the football, extend plays, and then run the ball with the Ramirez up the middle against the strength of this defense as they really kind of figured some things out. That offensive line's doing a good job.
There's a pass caught. Nice catch. In between two Bulldogs, should be good for a first down for Javonta King.
Man.
And I just got to say, Jay, I just take this aside. My fifth grade AU team playing in a tournament tonight, 2-0.
Attaboy, that's good coaching by that assistant guy.
That's right. I guess I got to stay home for the rest of the weekend now.
Hey, third down and short here, Chris.
Oh, they mark him short, so it is a third down. Down to the just outside the 30. Handoff up the middle. It's a first down inside the 30 to the 29. Short game this time for Ramirez.
Boy, they're really doing some damage up front, Chris, as the Bulldogs flying backwards at the point of attack. And boy, now you're going down and inside this, you know, where, you know, a field goal here can win it here for the Broncos. The clock ticks inside, you know, that 3 minute,
yep.
3 minute, 3.5 minute mark.
And the Bulldogs with just one timeout left as they've called a couple. One on offense, one on defense. And there's a handoff again. Ramirez again with a big hole. Ramirez to the 20. Ramirez cuts inside at the 10. And it's going to be first and goal for Blackfoot, looking to take the lead with 3 minutes remaining in this one.
Boy, they are, Chris, and they're just really just having their way out now on this running game behind Ramirez in this offensive line. As that clock's now going to run, you know, Bulldogs, you know, this is big-time football right now. They got to come up with a big stop here if they're going to come out with a W tonight.
And, of course, the Blackfoot Broncos will be patient with the play clock. They can run this down, depending on how many downs it takes them to get into the end zone, inside of a minute and a half or so.
See the Bulldogs bring some pressure here. See if they can't bring some pressure up the middle, cover all the gaps.
There's another handoff. This one, again, Ramirez just winding his way. I think he's in. He is. So the good news for the Bulldogs is that leaves them 2:24 to try and tie this one or take the lead, depending on the extra point situation. The last extra point for Blackfoot was just enough to get it over the crossbar. Tyler Vance is the kicker. The holder is Grimmett, the quarterback. It is 20-14 in favor of Blackfoot. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And it's 21-14. Bulldogs will get the football next. They'll have 2 minutes and 24 seconds to try and knot this one up. Whew, we'll keep it here. This scoring update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing, with two locations to serve you, one in Sandpoint and in Ponderay since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho. And Jay, it's going to be, I think, you know, one timeout, 2:24 left.
Yeah, it's plenty
of time for the
clock.
Passing game to come to the fore here.
Yeah, plenty of time left here, Chris. But, you know, boy, you know, the Broncos just really have owned this second half with their offense. And boy, they've controlled that line of scrimmage. And whatever Ryan Knowles' defense was trying to do, they just were unable to get it done. And you know, we're looking for, you know, a nice return here. We got to get some good field position off this return here. And the Bulldogs getting decent field position to start this game-tying drive.
The last two drives, and this is going to be kick deep and might go out of bounds. And it's going to be taken at the 1 yard line and then returned up towards the 15. So not what the Bulldogs were looking for as far as field position is concerned. Boy, that was... McCorkle, I think he could have let that go into the end zone, but it's just 5 yards. So 2:18 left, and it comes down to this for the Sandpoint offense, Jay. 21-14, 2:18 left.
Boy, yeah, they, you know, the deck stacked against them. You know, their two starting wide receivers are out of this game, Chris, and you're depending on some backups, and this offensive line, you know, really going to have to give some protection to Parker Pettit. and to see if the Bulldogs, you know, this is big time football, and the Broncos have really been able to put some pressure in that backfield at that defensive line. You know, they're able to bring three or four guys and really make Pettit struggle to get some time to look downfield.
Well, you don't have to go for home runs here. You can move the chains and stop the clock with 10, 12 yard outs and crossers there. Pettit back to pass on first down, looking, throws it across the middle. It's incomplete, trying to get it to I believe that was Connor Hindberg, but it was low and behind him. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, again, just another some pressure there. Part of Pettit, you know, needed to step up in the pocket there a little bit, but he kind of throws off his back foot and throws it behind the intended receiver. That could have been a big play if he's able to kind of spot him across the middle, because he had some room to run if that ball's better thrown.
So second and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Pettit back, looking, pressured, fakes the throw, keeps it, still on his feet, dumps it, tries to get it to Cox. It's incomplete. So third and 10 now for the Bulldogs with 2:07 remaining.
Boy, yeah, just again, you know, Cox was able to, you know, Parker Pettit does a great job of just eluding that rush, Chris, and you know, it's actually a pretty good opportunity for the Bulldogs if Pettit's able to put it on him, but he's just too much pressure there by the Broncos defense, and he overshoots his intended receiver, Cox. This is a big time play here for this Bulldog offense.
Yeah, Bulldogs in four down territory, obviously, with only one timeout and 2:07 left. And Pettit's going to roll. He's looking, throwing, going deep to the backside to Cox, who's got it. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He cuts back at the 20. He's still on his feet. 10, 5, knocked down there. Ball comes out, but he's down. The Bulldogs pulled the wheel play out that's been so successful.
Holy
and
moly.
The Bulldogs are now first in goal as Cox gets up after running back and forth.
Wow. That play, you know, we haven't seen that play in 3 weeks, Chris, and boy, they pulled out the perfect time, and again, Cox is wide open, and he's able to, you know, just a lot of speed there. Most people don't catch Cox in that situation, but they're able to track him down from behind. But boy, a huge play there for the Sandpoint Bulldogs as they're looking to tie this one up here.
Clock running. Bulldogs still with the one timeout. 1:36 left, not getting lined up, as now they're finally getting another guy, and they're going to have to use their timeout.
No, they're going to be fine here.
So they run McCorkle off, 1:23 left. Again, just one timeout, first and goal. Fake, Pettit keeps it, heads up the middle. He's going to be dragged down at the 2. Bulldogs want timeout now.
Nah.
Yeah, 1:07. Ball first, second, and goal from the 3.
Wow. Unbelievable.
All right, Jay, time to put your coaching hat on.
Yeah.
In overtime, earlier this season, with nothing on the line, the Bulldogs went for 2.
Yeah.
In a similar situation.
Yeah, Bulldogs won't go for 2 in this situation. This is an overtime. You're gonna go for the tie here, and then hopefully you can get off the field and force this into overtime, Chris. And you know, just what kind of answers, you know, we were obviously talking, you know, we're foreshadowing here, but what kind of answers is this Bulldog defense going to have against this Bronco offense has really had things rolling, and the Bulldogs really pulling into their bag of tricks here on that wheel route for Cox.
Yeah, they've run that wheel route about 3 times, and it's been 2 touchdowns and a what, 79-yard, how long was that pass play?
80.
On the nose. So here we go, second down. Bulldogs, 3 wides. Cox, Pettit in the backfield. They put Vandenberg in motion. Pettit keeps it, throws it back the other side. It's caught for the touchdown. Bulldogs pull within 1 with 1:05 left. They will send the extra point team out there.
Boy,
last Coon.
Not a bigger spot here for the German foreign exchange student here. This is a big spot. This is kind of nerve-wracking here.
So Coon.
We didn't have any last time we went for it.
High snap. Kick is up.
That's
it
good.
Is good.
Yeah.
Tied up at 21 with 1:05 remaining. We will take a quick 30-second timeout and be back after this on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
And we're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Whew, what a barn burner here tonight. Knotted at 21, the game that was moving along so speedily, still kind of is, but if the Bulldog defense can hold Blackfoot out of the end zone, we are going to overtime.
Important to get this kickoff into the end zone.
And yeah, that's not even an issue as this one lands 8 yards deep. So 105 left, and boy, does the Bulldog defense have one more play in them.
Blackfoot's got all three timeouts here with a minute and five to go, Chris. And, you know, this Bulldog defense has been on its heels. And, you know, they've been able to really come up with some big plays behind Javonte King and Deegan Hale, Chris. You know, as the quarterback, you know, Grimmett has been able to really extend some plays, see if the Bulldogs can't get a little more pressure on Grimmett and force him to throw the ball a little bit earlier instead of allowing his receivers to really work down the field. So it'll be interesting to see what, you know, Coach Knowles' defensive front can do here.
So here we are, 105 left. Blackfoot with the football. Their 20-yard line. Crowd on its feet. Grimmett back, throws across the middle. It's caught. Out to the 35.
Going to call a timeout? Nope.
I don't think so. I think they're going to quickly get up. That's one thing Blackfoot's been doing the whole second half is really pushing the tempo, so they're comfortable. It's down to 58 seconds.
And you're going to sit back in this zone, Chris, and you're going to find some openings in the middle of the field, and that Grimmett does that. Does a good job of finding his receiver, you know, 15 yards downfield for that wide-open pass.
Grimmett rolling out to his right, looking again.
Almost
this one
picked
almost
off.
Picked. Almost picked off by Wes Benefield.
Boy, he should have had that one. That's a game-changer there, Chris, if he picks that off. But, boy, that ball is right in his hand as he's kind of fooled on it. He kind of jumped when he didn't have to and just unable. The ball kind of hit him before he was ready. And boy, that's a big play at the Bulldogs. You know, but all for naught, you know, second down and 10 here, 44 seconds left for the Broncos. Bulldogs, they really got to get some pressure on this quarterback. Keep him in the pocket. Get him down there. Force him to throw some balls, you know, when he's uncomfortable with guys in his face.
So second and 10, 44 seconds left. 21 all. Grimmett back. Looking, has time. Now he
falls
runs
down.
And he falls down. He's down. So he falls 5 yards into the backfield, and now Blackfoot has to call timeout, looking at a third down and 15, and Grimmett's a little bit he's a little gimpy. Yeah, he's looking gimpy. 33 seconds left.
It's a big deal for the Bulldogs. Grimmett just, you know, his foot gave out on him there, and you know, he's a little limpy, but looks like he's going to be able to stay in this game here.
I don't think he's coming out. Groin could be fully pulled.
Let's keep my fingers
and he's going to stand there and say, I'm fine, coach, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, third and 15, 33. Well, they're going to put 36 seconds back on the, you know, three more seconds back on the clock. So it's third and 15, 30 seconds left here to play. And, and Blackfoot's got to be careful here as the Bulldogs, you know, potentially could get the ball back here. And we've seen what Garrett Cox has done, you know, on some of these punt returns in the past. And, you know, with the leg of Kuhn, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, Kuhn could make it from 50 if everything worked out right. The leg isn't the issue.
Boy, a lot of pressure here on Kobe Barlow and McCorkle and Jack Zimmerman here. You know, is there going to be tasked with keeping track of these receivers? And, they're going to throw the ball down the field. They got third down and 15, so, you know, a lot of pressure here by the Bulldogs, hopefully defensive front.
They throw it. It's caught. They try the hook and ladder, and it's going to be knocked down short. And then, so fourth down coming at the 43-yard line. And then, let's see, what, 25 seconds left.
Boy, the hook and ladder.
They
That's
tried the hook and ladder. Bulldogs were there for it. And so having to then turn it inside was Javonta King. He got tackled, kind of got bent back over his knee. Looks like he's okay. So fourth down. Wow. Do you really go for it here?
Boy.
On fourth down?
If you
don't get it.
You remember Hillcrest 2 years ago? Was it last year? It was last year. They went for it in the same situation and came up empty, and the Bulldogs got the football back and able to score.
Yeah, it was
kicked the field goal to win it.
And just a few weeks ago, I mean, Moscow went for it in a crazy fourth down. I just can't believe you don't kick this and play for overtime.
Boy, it's a tough spot because if you do not get it, it's one first down and a chance to end this game with a field goal. Yeah. Should be anyway.
No, I think that's only their second. They still have one left. So the offense comes out here. Boy, and if you're the Bulldogs, you really have to make sure you don't fall for anything funky and give them free ones.
Yeah, you don't want to get beat over the top here, right? And, keep everything in front, watch the slant.
Yeah, they're going to try to draw the Bulldogs off sides. All right, maybe not. See if they really do go for it here. Fourth down and two. They snap it. They hand it off. And it's just enough. Bulldogs should have had him in the backfield. And then we've got something on the sideline. Bulldogs had Rodriguez in the backfield. They couldn't tackle him. And with 19 seconds left,
boy, they had
Blackfoot keeps it. They had him.
Boy, that just tells you how tough that Ramirez kid is. He just does a great job of just able to keep his feet, and because they had him.
Wow. So here we go, first down. Grimmett back, throwing. It is going to be dropped.
Kobe.
Barlow gets there right at the same time as the intended receiver on the play, number 23, Deegan Hale. So
that ball's in the air a long time. You know,
If
he just picks up the ball, man, he could step in front of that and pick that off, and it's off to the end zone.
Don't pick it off, your season's over.
Yeah, this is going to be the Hail Mary. Now the Bulldogs understand, hey, back everybody up. Get back. Keep everything in front. Again, I mean, I'm talking get back like 15, 20 yards back.
So here we go. 6 seconds left in regulation. Big rush put on. Grimmett gets away from it. He's going to run. He's going to heave it up. It is going to be intercepted. Picked off on the final play of the game. So we are headed to overtime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the extra session after this on North Idaho's radio in Rock 103.
We are Dairy West. That means we are milk people, family people, animal people. People. We are environment loving people, giving back people, job creating people, and glass all the way full people. As your local dairy producers, we are more than farmers. We are Dairy West.
If holiday baking is on your to-do list, come into the co-op and check out our wide selection of seasonings by Watkins. From herbs and spices to flavorings for cakes and cookies, we have what you need to spread the cheer of great-tasting food all season. Delicious herbs, spices, and flavorings from Watkins at the Co-op Gas and Supply, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Or check us out online at coopgasandsupply.com.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203. So come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
All right, well, we are closing in on overtime here from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. The Mountain West Bank postgame show will have to wait because it's tied at 21. And welcome once again to the Kansas tiebreaker. We got a little taste of this earlier in the season with the Lewiston game. And obviously, you want to win the toss and defer and then know what you need to do when it comes down to second possession. Best case scenario, you figure out a way to get a stop, you score, and you're playing in the Milk Bowl next week. And for one of these two teams, this is going to be a just devastating loss because it has been a well-played, closely contested game. Bulldogs dominated the first half, but only were able to come up with 6 points on two of three field goals. And then the second half, it's been a seesaw affair. Blackfoot has just run up and down the field. The Bulldogs, down to their last gasp, seemingly, brought out the wheel play, got a touchdown, were able to hold off Blackfoot here at the end of the game. And now the all-important coin toss for overtime is coming up. Glad you're along with us. What a night from Barlow Stadium or Memorial Field. A fine and well-played football game between two really, really good football teams. Of course, the other semifinal is coming up tomorrow. Pocatello and Skyline will play that one. I would imagine that's going to be in the Potato Dome or whatever they call it down there. So they're going through the machinations. Blackfoot's going to call it. The coin's in the air. It is... I think Blackfoot won the toss. They're looking over like they don't know what they want to do or which side. So they're going to go towards the northern end. So the Bulldogs, looks like so Blackfoot wins the toss and defers, as you would expect. They're still talking it over. They've lined the Bulldogs up like they're going to the north, and they're still figuring it around. They're playing ring around the rosy at midfield right now as the two teams trade sides again. So Blackfoot's going to start with the football. They'll have it first. Bulldogs will be on defense.
Boy, Chris, you couldn't have a closer matchup through four quarters. You know, total offense for Blackfoot's, they got 189 yards rushing, 191 through the air, you know, for a total of 380 yards. And the Sandpoint Bulldogs, you know, they have 187 yards rushing and 191 yards in the air for 378 yards.
Oh,
so
geez.
The difference in yards is all mere 2 yards, and the scoreboard's all knotted up 21-21. What a great football
Boy,
game.
This has been, win, lose, or draw, and we're at draw right now. It's been a spectacular game and a great high school football contest. And obviously one of these teams is going to be super disappointed when this one is over. But, wow, all the players have given what they've had. It's been, for the most part, cleanly played and played tough. And right now the Bulldog defense needs to get tough one more time, come up with something here. It's first and goal. Blackfoot, first try here in the overtime session, and they have really gotten the ball rolling on the ground here in this second half. here on first down. They hand it off. And once again, Rodriguez just jukes his way forward down to about the 5-yard line. They'll say four. And he's so patient, and he just waits and waits and waits and sees a little crease and ducks through it.
Yeah, Austin Ramirez, again, just off that right side. He's able to pick and weave his way through there and pick up 6 yards on that first down carry. Got a good start here for the Broncos offense.
So second and goal from the 4. This is the most running up the middle we've seen against the Bulldogs all year long. High snap. Hand off to Ramirez up the middle. He's into the end zone. Untouched. So it took two plays for Blackfoot to get into the end zone in this first overtime period. Here they come for the extra point. And, of course, these extra points, so critical in overtime. If you can figure out a way to get a block or the kicker miss, then if you get in the end zone, an extra point can win it for you.
He struggled a little bit on these extra points a couple times, you know, and see how good the snap is coming back to him.
Snap is down. Kick is up. It's just enough. Almost he guides it through. So now the Bulldog offense.
That was easy.
That was up and in and two plays and in. See if Sandpoint's offense can tie this one up.
You know, both teams, you know, they really have, you know, some depth here. You know, both teams, you know, play. You know, they have 22 guys, the offense, defense. Both teams are pretty deep, you know, and obviously they have a few guys that play both ways. But, you know, I don't think fatigue should be a problem at this point in time.
Boy, you'd certainly think not at the end of the season when you're now 3 games into the playoffs. And one of these teams is a few minutes away from advancing to the Milk Bowl. Bulldogs need a touchdown. They need an extra point to send it to a second overtime. Pettit drops it, picks it back up, and he's going to move himself forward and get something positive out of something that could have been disastrous. It's to the 9, so second and goal from there.
Boy, that's a
we've had a couple of wacky snap situations tonight.
Boy, just, you know, the Bulldogs just haven't been on it tonight. Just really kind of shot themselves in the foot early in the first half, and, you know, that first one play was just not good.
So we've got an offense. Oh, now the Bulldogs have a procedure penalty. So that's going to mark them back 5, and it's going to be second and goal from the 14.
Yeah, it's they're going to pull him out of the game here. Sophomore Henberg, you know, guilty of moving before the snap.
So here we go on second down, second and goal. Bulldogs will not be kicking a field goal on this possession unless it's an extra point. Pettit back to pass, looking, throwing, goes for the end zone. It's caught just over the outstretched arms of one of the defenders. Vandenberg with the catch. And the Bulldog brain trust is thinking about what they want to do now.
They're going to go for it, I think.
Sure looks that way. Wow. Bulldogs want timeout. They're going to talk about it.
Ooh, what a great throw and a great catch there by Vandenberg. As you know, Vandenberg beats him to that front pylon, Chris, and at the corner almost oversteps it, almost jumps in front of it, and Vandenberg's able to hold on to it and come up with a huge catch. And the Bulldogs right here, 28-27, and I believe they're talking about going for two, Chris. This is gutsy.
Of course, the Bulldogs won a game earlier this season going for two. Blackfoot has a propensity to lose by one. They've done it 3 out of the 4 games that they've lost. 14 times tonight, we wouldn't have made a run. Timing out right now, talking it over. The entire offense around Coach Thielbar. They've got the play they want.
They're going for it.
They're going for it.
Unbelievable.
Here we go. This is it. This is the game. This is the season for the Sandpoint Bulldogs and Blackfoot.
Unbelievable, Chris.
2-point conversion attempt, and now Blackfoot wants timeout. We obviously will not be taking any timeouts at this particular juncture.
Whew. Oh, the Bulldogs looking to go to state here for the first time since, what, 2016?
No. Was it six? No. Was it that soon ago? No, no, no. They've been since then. They went in 08 and they went.
Oh, I think it was. They went 11 or 12, right?
Yeah, they went. Yeah, 11 or 12. They were back in there. So to the in the finals, because I remember doing it in the Kibbe Dome. The previous time, it was in Pocatello. We lost to Century, I think it was. Wow, here we go. Bulldogs. Line up for two.
You better have a good one here.
Cox trips to the right. Kuhn, the receiver, on the near side. Pettit. He's going to run for it. He's in! He's in! The Bulldogs win it in overtime. 29-28. They are headed to the Milk Bowl.
Woo!
Unbelievable.
Bulldogs.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
My Lord.
Coach Knowles rolls the dice, and they win it on the two-point conversion. Pettit up the middle.
My knee. Wow. Again, just bring Vandenberg across the motion, and you got the lead blocker, Vandenberg and Cox, at left side. They run it to the weak side. You got three receivers to the right, Chris. Vandenberg in the slot. He comes across the weak side. They got him outnumbered. Pettit keeps it behind two lead blockers and behind Carson Laybourne and Wyland Durrell, the two juniors. You know, they're all 280 pounds, and they fall, and they get a big drive, and Pettit just able to scoot into the end zone for the win. Wow.
What a unbelievable football game. Obviously, Blackfoot is beside themselves. About half their players that were on the field or on the ground somewhere around the 5 or 10 yard line. They don't believe it's over. It is. The Bulldogs win it 29-28. They are advancing to the Milk Bowl. They will play the championship game, we think, Saturday. We'll let you know the time. You'll know. We'll be there with all the action right here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio. We are going to step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we will have the super happy Mountain West Bank post-game show. And we will talk with the victorious coach, Ryan Knowles, after this on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce for Pierce Auto Center in Sagal, Idaho. We're just a couple minutes south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, one big location right on Highway 95. Our goal at Pierce Auto Center is to earn your business one customer at a time. Pierce Auto Center is a family-owned business. We're offering full parts, full service, master technicians, plus a large inventory of new and used vehicles, fully reconditioned, waiting for you and your family. Give us a call at 263-4212. Remember, if you make that drive, I'll make the deal.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Whether you want to take a break in the middle of your day or winding down from your day, Jalapeños Mexican Restaurant is the place to go. Jalapeños is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Plus, they have a banquet room for group meetings. Jalapeños Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
One thing the Sandpoint Bulldogs are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big, happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor Sandpoint High School sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank post-game show. Coming up, a talk with Coach Knowles, the Jalapeño stat page, and the Mountain West player of the game.
Very disappointed Black.
Can't hear him.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it up to you for just a moment for some jalapeno stat page, and then you can get it back to me here in a sec.
Okay, sounds good, Chris. Hey, thanks again. Hey, what a night for football, man. I tell you, Blackfoot Broncos, nothing to hang their hats about. Boy, they played their tails off. They make the trek up here to North Idaho on a, you know, it's a pretty rainy night tonight. And boy, the rain quits just in time for the game. And boy, they hung in there, and they put they gave the Bulldogs everything they could take, and you know, the Bulldogs really didn't have an answer for the Broncos down the stretch, and you know, they go into overtime. The Bulldogs get fortunate with a big play to Garrett Cox, an 80-yard wheel route out of the backfield to get the Bulldogs inside the 10-yard line on a third down and 10 with just under a minute left to play, and they're able to punch it in, and boy, the Bulldogs knowing they wouldn't be able to stop the Broncos, they were going to go for two and go for the win, and they got it. Chris, you want it again? Can't hear him.
I know, sorry. We got to talk with the victory bell ringing. It's coming out of a tradition here. During, you go for it again, just like in the Lewiston game. You get it. And, wow, you missed opportunities in the first half. Blackfoot really made some adjustments at halftime, but somehow you found a way to play in the Milk Bowl next weekend.
Yeah, we found a way. We termed this a dogfight all week. We knew that team is proud, strong, and you know, they're tough, but we found a way to get it done. You know, just when you thought we were out of life, back on the minus 10-yard line, Garrett Cox, our captain, our leader, our number one, 80-yard play. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, you can't write a better script than that. And, you know, I'm so proud of it.
The mic's dead?
No, you're good. You're good.
It's a dead mic.
No, you're good, Chris. All right, we're back here. Chris, we had you there. Anyways, we're back here. Yeah, we're just having some technical difficulties there with Chris and Coach Knowles down on the field, and the mic keep cutting in and out. But, hey, what a heck of a night for football. The Bulldogs win 29-28. And, boy, we're going to get right into the post-game stat page here tonight. And we covered a little bit earlier here, but what can you say about Blackfoot and Jackson Grimmett? 15 of 27 for 191 yards tonight as he leads the way here for this really tough Bronco football team. Boy, and then Austin Ramirez ends up with 21 carries, 142 yards, and a couple touchdowns as Blackfoot was able to reel off 380 yards of total offense and take the lead here in overtime on another tough run by Ramirez. They punch it in early to take that seven-point lead in overtime. And then the Bulldogs answer right back with a huge play to Vandenberg in the end zone to score the touchdown. And then Cox able to Pettit able to punch it in for the two-point conversion. Tonight, Chris, you're back. Yeah. Hey, so you were just too far away. You had to get close, but the mic was suffering a little bit there. So
okay.
That interview.
No problem. We'll have a chance to talk to Coach in the middle of the week because we got another game coming up. So, yeah, wow, one more game to do. We'll head to Moscow next Saturday probably.
Absolutely, yeah. We got the winner of Skyline Pocatello. Just kind of covering a little bit of stat page here. You know, a pretty big night for Garrett Cox, obviously. You know, he ends up toting the ball 20 times for 87 yards. But, you know, nothing bigger than five receptions for 140, Chris.
Yeah.
As he racks up over 200 yards of total offense, 227 to be exact, as he leads the way. And boy, you know, Parker Pettit, you know, really had a great night tonight throwing the football, but just, you know, missing those two starters. You know, some guys were unable to make some plays for him. But down the stretch, you have Garrett Cox, the 80-yarder, and then Vandenberg in overtime comes up with a huge catch. And then the two-point conversion. Boy, hats off to the Sandpoint Bulldog football team. And boy, they punch their ticket to the Milk Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, the Blackfoot players are obviously still on the field. And I don't think they can believe that they lost. I really, you know, Coach and I talked during the pregame. We'd never beaten Blackfoot. Well, can't say that anymore because the Bulldogs get the victory over Blackfoot by a point, 29-28. And, I mean, if you're Blackfoot, right, you've lost by 29-28 now three times, I think, or something really similar to that. So it's they lost to Shelley by that same score, 29-28. Earlier this season, they lost a 26-27 or to Preston. 34-33, they lost to Idaho Falls. 26-25, they lost to Thunder Ridge, which is a 5A team. So, I mean, wow.
Boy,
I'm sure none of them.
Heartbreakers.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs, you know, you got to give, you know, you got, you know, it's one of those plays. It works, so everyone's happy. But, you know, you just have to give Coach Knowles a lot of credit for doing it, because there are so many coaches, football coaches, who would never put that reputation on the line. Because if it doesn't work, all anyone's going to say, you should have kicked it. Right?
Right.
That's
no,
all anyone's going to, oh, if they'd only kicked it, you know. But you make it.
Boy, you're the hero,
and
right?
You're a genius.
Yeah, you were a genius. You're smart, boy. But you know, I tell you, you know, what the Bulldogs were able to overcome, you know, really, you know, this game's, you know, it's 10-0 game at halftime. You know, we get the holding call. You're down at the one-yard line, get backed up. We end up settled for two field goals, and a lot really gives Broncos some life there as they're able to go into halftime and really regroup and outplay the Bulldogs the whole second half.
No
doubt. They take the lead of the Bulldogs, you know, and the reason you go for two is because the Bulldogs defense really didn't have an answer for Ramirez and Grimmett and King.
I agree, because it was two plays and in. And the Bulldogs, the entire second half, had not been able to stop the run, which is something that really hadn't happened all year, right? That run up the middle was, you know, the strength of the Bulldogs, and they were really able to make it work. So, whew, boy, well, that was exciting.
That was exciting. Yeah, it's a bummer we didn't get the interview. We got part of it, Chris. It's just it cut off. But once you got closer, we were loud and clear. I was trying to signal you down there. Hit double thumbs up. We're good to go. But
gotcha.
Unfortunately, didn't get to get that. It was kind of a mess here up in the booth. But boy, it hats off to Theo Barr and Coach Knowles and you know George Yarno and Albertson. You know, this coaching staff is, you know, in 3 years, what they've been able to do with this football program in 3 years, the kids are bought in. And, you know, 2015, Davin Norris took the boys to state against Bishop Kelly. Lost, that was the last trip the Bulldogs have. So it's been just 5 years ago, but they came up short against a tough Bishop Kelly team. But this coaching staff in 3 years and what they've been able to do and really turned this program around, and now we're playing for a state championship.
Well, we will have that state championship for you right here next week when it happens. For Barry, who's been doing a great job on the stats and is headed to play Torrey Pines next weekend.
Oh, lucky. We're going to miss him down there?
We're going to miss him.
Oh, Lord.
He's headed south, so we'll have to come up with a stat man from the Kibbe Dome. As the Bulldogs will be playing for a state championship next week, Jay, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too, Chris. Great job tonight. And, boy, I'm super proud of my son. I'm super proud of that senior class. You know, just a tough group of kids. And you know, we're really picking it up when you got about four or five starters out. You know, the Bulldogs found a way to get this win.
They did. And that win was 29-28 in overtime. Bulldogs advance. For Jay, I'm Chris Chatburn. Thank you once again to Pat Murphy back at the studio doing a great job keeping us on the air. Good night, everybody.